Hello, person, and welcome to the Hyperbolic Burger Milk Lounge Repop. We like to do this podcast every now and then. I mean, we try to keep it weekly. At the most, it'll probably be bi-weekly. I'm your host, Dougley. I'm here with my co-host,
Christian DeLorean. Shout out to your boy.
Yeah, I like to let you introduce yourself.
Yeah, no problem, Emil. You gotta open up your own doors and step out your own vehicle. I got it. Arrived just in time, no pun intended. But yeah, we all good.
Alright, if you're new to this, we always like to start it off before we get to the news, movies, TV, and all everything else, pretty much all encompassing of pretty much all entertainment, even sometimes things outside of entertainment that can be entertaining to tickle your brain. Well, first question here is, I was just thinking about this the other day, like discontinued products. Everybody always uses the High C, the Ghostbusters High C, and a whole bunch of other chip flavors, stuff like that, that, you know, companies bring out and then they get rid of.
And exactly.
I guess that's just going to be the question of the day. Like, something that's been discontinued that you would like to see return, or just have your own supply of it, just to keep it to yourself.
I feel you. So, first off, when you asked me that, in like a little preparation, I did my best not to Google, so I didn't. Also, I never really heard about Ghostbusters. What is that, High C? Never heard about
the
that.
The green High C with the Slimer on it.
Oh,
that
shit.
It used to be the only High C out of that back in the day. They just discontinued it. It's still around. It's just don't got Slimer on it.
Damn, I'm whacked. Yeah, I never really paid attention to that then. No, but yeah, so I did my best. I was tempted to Google, but I was like, you know, whatever. Because the first thing that came to my mind was actually some cereal. And that cereal was Oreos.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, man.
I never got to have any of those when they were around.
Oh no, you a lie. You swear? That sucks, man.
Swear.
Damn. They're pretty delicious, man. Like, I definitely took them for granted. Like, you know, why would you think Oreos would ever leave? It's the greatest, you know, tasting cereal, especially with milk. Like, because I've never really been a big fan of Cookie Crisp, but Oreos, though? Oh, man. You gotta work on that aim.
Did they actually taste like little mini Oreos, or were they like a little kind of
close,
but
you had to adjust to it for a second, but then once, because it didn't taste exactly like an Oreo, but you did get used to it, and like you're like, okay, yeah, it does kind of taste like an Oreo, because they were kind of like little clusters of almost like Oreo crumbles. Like, that's kind of almost how they. But I don't know, man. It was good. The milk afterwards was delicious. But I did think of another thing, too. And that was the colored ketchups, mainly the green ones.
Oh, yep. I do remember those. I definitely remember that. I think it was like purple.
I remember the purple
green
one. I mainly remember
orange, I want to say, maybe.
Yeah, I think there could have been an orange. I mainly remember the green one, and then I definitely used to always see the purple one, but I was like, I want the green ketchup. I don't really care for the purple. But, yeah, definitely they should bring that shit back. I mean, why not? But, oh, shit. Well, now's your turn, man. Let me, what you got?
Alright, well, for me, it was a tie, kind of. Like, I couldn't really decide. But it definitely, when it comes to, it's definitely the pops. And do you remember Dr. Pepper Fusion?
Kind of.
Like the red Dr. Pepper.
I'll have to look up an image. I don't remember it.
Yeah, I don't know what the flavor was. It was right after Code Red came out. They were just following that whole hype train.
Yeah, definitely remember Code Red. And then they had that orange one.
Yeah, I think
one.
That's still out, yeah. The Sun something. I can't even remember.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that shit was
Live Wire. Yeah. It is one of the best orange sodas out there.
Damn.
Sorry, Sun-Kissed. But yeah, it was either I had Dr. Pepper Fusion or Pepsi Blue, and I do remember,
Pepsi Blue.
I remember.
I definitely remember that.
I can remember the taste of Pepsi Blue. Like there's the Pepsi Blue, man. It tastes like little blue gummy bears, man.
Yeah, I definitely remember not really liking Pepsi Blue. I don't know. Maybe because I was too much of a Pepsi. I don't know. Maybe I thought it was going to be just like a twist on Pepsi. I don't know. I'll probably try it now. But yeah, Pepsi Blue, I guess I have my expectations too high.
I mean, there's people on eBay still selling. People sell like these discontinued type of products on eBay. I don't know if I want to drink a like 10-year-old soda.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, that's a little weird. If you just want the can, yeah. But if you actually want to drink it, yeah, you're a little... that's like freaking Fry when he was like... getting those anchovies from that auction.
Oh, yes.
I was like, I guess if you really want to drink that, that expired ass, you know, Pepsi Blue, go for it. But, I know those Surge drinks are, like, still around.
Yeah, they
I know those
brought
are,
them
like,
back. They actually brought them back.
But okay. I was never really...
Yeah, Pepsi Blue was good. Red Fusion is good. I don't know.
But he said it was Dr. Pepper Fusion. I have to check that shit out, man, dude. I have no idea what that one is. I kind of want to Google an image of it, but... Fuck it. But bam. You got any other things you could think of, or is that... the first little intro.
Nah, that's just pretty much that. We might have to cut some of that out because, you know, I just wasn't paying attention a little bit here and
dude,
there. I was going spaced out.
Bro, it happens. Just guys, let you know, we are recording this while playing Overwatch. If you watched the last episode, you would know that as well. And the videos portion of this will obviously be gameplay. Of us, watching, you know, playing it. So.
Yes. If you go to Twitch, twitch.tv, _ DeLorean.
DeLorean. Yeah. But, you know.
But, okay. Well, okay, I guess since that, you know, we got that out of the way, just so people get a taste of, I guess, how we feel about stuff.
Oh, yeah, dude. Like a journey down little memory lane.
Back into the mix.
Alright, well, okay, let's go. So, first is news, like always. We always go to news second, and the first news, I'm going to let you take the lead on this one, because you're the one who told me about this, and I didn't really read the article. So, first piece of news, go ahead.
Alright, so I'm going to go into it a little bit, because I actually want everyone to go look at it themselves. Read the article yourself, but then, like, they had, like, a little teaser video that most people can kind of watch. But NASA discovered 7 new planets surrounding, you know, orbiting a star. And it's, like, they said it's 40 light years away, which I guess is the closest, maybe, to us. I don't know about that whole part, but... it's definitely interesting because they also revealed that it was they call it the TRAPPIST-1 is what they call it. That whole system over there. Yeah, that's what I think that's what they're calling it, the system, because I don't know. It's because they named it after some telescope that found it in like maybe Switzerland or something like that. But yeah, it's pretty much the latest discovery with NASA. They're going to be sending a telescope. They're going to be sending some kind of telescope, because in this system, there's 3 planets that are orbiting in what will be considered a habitable zone. At least for
Goldilocks
us, you know.
Zone, I think they call it.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that before, yeah. But,
it's high news.
Since it's going to be in that kind of safe zone, they're going to be sending up something in 2018 that'll be able to possibly detect, you know, what we consider, you know, signs of life, you know, obviously leading with, like, hydrogen and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So, pretty much, we're coming for you, Mars. for coming for this whole new solar system.
I heard about this news a little bit, but the only reason it was through a whole bunch of memes. People were just like, whoa, there's three new planets. Peace out, world. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, that's still like the way it was, like the whole Mars thing. It was like, oh, man, I'm out of here. Catch me on Mars. You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
It's routine at this point.
Well, basically.
It's like people make memes in their sleep now. It's just like, man, are you like. I don't know. No, but yeah, that's definitely how news is spread.
Yes.
Through memes.
Okay. Would you want to live on one of these planets? Would you even, like, I don't know. The only way I think somebody could even try to inhabit a planet, they would have to, you know, send a whole, you know, crew up into space. And they would have to have people just basically, in, you know, I don't know. It would be crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty much the whole thing about...
Let your future generations be used to have to live on a, you know...
Yeah, man. Well, that's what they're thinking about on that whole Mars mission. I think it's the Mars One mission, where like pretty much people are obviously going to be, you know, sacrificing, you know, the remainder of their life for discovery on Mars and, you know, try to inhabit it. You know, obviously some people think it's, you know, insane. You know, some people are, you know, they're engineers, smart people, and, you know, they'd rather dedicate their lives to that. I mean, I appreciate that, dude. That's honorable. I mean, some people may not think so, but the discovery takes risk, and dude, they're willing to take the risk for discovery. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. There have to be generations and generations of people on that.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know.
And
it's just both,
actually,
it's like everything we like know and understand is all revolves around like Earth logic, Earth life. And, you know, things of that nature. So just simply, you know, finding life and how it constructs, you know, it's already going to, I mean, just that rabbit hole and just, and, you know, just how, like, you know, we've expanded on technology just by, you know, learning about atoms and shit like that. So, I don't know, man. It's, I don't see why not. But then it's also, like, you know, obviously the question is, you know, are we alone in the universe? Man, like,
exactly.
Dude, imagine how,
what,
like,
if
is that,
there could be,
dude,
something there.
Dude, what if there's nothing but Earth life? Out of all the odds,
thank you.
And all the possibility and of how large, at least what we call the observable universe or galaxy, or we're not galaxy, universe. Like, dude, imagine if Earth life was really the only present life. Damn, dude.
That's sad. I mean, that. All I'm saying is,
some people already have that logic.
We have this. We're lucky. Yeah, and that's people are stupid because, like, there's so many different variables on Earth. There's so many different types of life on Earth that's developed here. I mean, come on, this universe is literally almost as we can perceive it, infinite, because, you know, we can't get to the end of it. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But, speaking about, you know, sending your families and future generations on ships to colonize, that takes us to our next piece of news, Alien Covenant. We got a, like, four minute and 30 second, like, preview of the movie. I'm not sure, I don't know exactly if this is going to be in the movie, but it seems like it's basically just a little short. It's an excerpt from the movie. It's subtitled The Last Supper. So I'm assuming this is before, you know, somebody starts dying. And as we can see, all the crews of the ship, they're each coupled off. And they're going to be making future generations. There's got to be enough, you know, genetic difference between each person so we don't end up having a space redneck colony. Did you watch that?
I did watch, not the 4 minute thing, I did the regular trailer, Which is, dude, the world of Alien, dude, I'm not well versed in it, but I guess it's, if it's a, dude, if it's a movie to fucking watch, why not, man? Fuck it. I mean, it I kind of feel like, well, what's gonna, maybe because I don't know, I'm like, well, what's gonna happen in this movie that hasn't happened in the other ones? Like, is he about to,
okay, well, this is the thing. I want to try to explain it. All right. There was Alien 1. That was, I guess, okay. But then I think it was James Cameron. He came in and did Aliens. And then there's Alien 3. And then there's Alien... I can't even remember. I saw it at the movie theaters. It was like Alien Revolution or something like that. And then they started doing all that other shit with the Predator and all that.
Which I think I've seen.
But
AVP.
One and... Yeah, AVP, I think they did one and two of that. And yeah. The only Alien I had saw was the one... It was the one with Winona Ryder in it. The Alien blah 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 subtitle. Exactly. I can't even remember what it's called.
Exactly.
But that's the only one I have seen. I haven't seen any of the Aliens. But I did see Prometheus, which is supposed to be a prequel to all that. Before
exactly.
The Xenomorphs were even created and all that.
I did hear about that.
So this is... Yeah... And the reason, and everybody, people, you know, had their mixed feelings on that movie, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But, then, do you know who Neil Blomkamp is, right?
Neil Blomkamp.
Guy who did District 9 and Chappie.
Okay.
And he did,
I do know District 9.
Oblivion?
I don't know what Oblivion
yeah,
is.
Yeah, he did District 9, Oblivion. Yeah. The one with, not Oblivion, Elysium.
Oh, hell no, I don't even know what that is.
But yeah. He was in talks to doing basically a straight up Alien sequel or whatever, or a reboot, whatever the hell. You know how Hollywood is. They got properties.
Yeah.
They're definitely going to make them. But yeah. So he was in talks. He had a whole bunch of art he was posting, a whole bunch of promo pictures and everything. But then it was going to be called Alien Paradise Lost. People weren't sure if it was going to be a sequel to Prometheus, was it a prequel to Alien, was it a sequel to Alien, all this other stuff.
Exactly.
And then apparently that movie got canceled, and then Ridley Scott, he's coming back to do Alien. So, like, he's coming back, he's going to do Alien Covenant, which basically they scrapped all the plans for that, or probably took the best ideas from both, and then just slopped it together. But this movie looks pretty cool, though. I mean... like I said, I'm not an alien. I'm not versed in Alien, so...
Yeah, I'm definitely not
versed.
But I can definitely sit back and enjoy a movie for what it is. So, fuck it. Why not? They're in space.
Yeah.
Shit's turning into fucking creatures and monsters. Why? The hell not?
Alright. And plus, I'm kind of down with the cast. I mean, James Franco's in it. I mean, I've seen him in some good movies. He's been in some good shit. Danny McBride... Always
funny.
Yeah. I want to see how he's going to do.
True. Yeah.
In this.
Totally forgot about that part. Got to see how these dudes die.
And it's got one of the dudes from Empire in it too.
Like, oh, exactly.
The black guy.
We know how you feel about Empire.
So. Yes. As discovered from last podcast. But in yeah. You got anything else to say about it, or just you know?
Just the main thing is I don't know. I figured. Well, I mean, why not? It's always been popular. Like, in. It's just like one of those things where.
Yeah, as long as we've been alive, definitely.
Exactly. Definitely been popular as long as we've been alive. So, the movies are never going to stop. So, I might as well, like, I might as well catch one of them eventually. Maybe they're as cool as people say. Maybe they're. Like I said, I did play one of the video games back in PlayStation. That was pretty dope. I can't remember which game that was. Obviously, but I definitely played that, and I guess I've definitely seen Predator. I definitely seen Predator before I heard of Alien, so I think that's kind of was like, okay, let me just watch these people. And I think maybe the DVD was available for Alien vs. Predator. That's how I saw it. I don't know. I've definitely seen it though, the first one.
I know I've seen one of the two. I've seen the one, I think it had Sinai Lathan in it or whatever.
Yeah.
Or at the end, the Predator is like the good guy, I guess.
Yeah.
And he like teams up with the chick.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one. I've seen. But
yep.
But now that's pretty much all.
Like a shield at the end.
I can. I definitely say, from the, like I said, I'll give it a. I'll give it a shot. Like I said, plus we get to talk about that shit on here, so why the hell not? Would it? What about you? Is it a? I mean, it's a must for me.
I'm definitely checking. Yeah, I'm definitely. I'm checking it out because I saw Prometheus. I liked it, and plus, it actually it does. I'm pretty sure it's a sequel to Prometheus because Michael Fassbender, he played, because in that universe, they have these, like, synthetics or androids or whatever they call them. And in Prometheus, Michael Fassbender played an android called David, but then you see him again in this trailer, and he's like a, I want to say he's probably the same model, just a different name.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm down anything with Michael Fassbender. So,
yeah, that is kind of true, man. He's on that level.
Yeah, he's. I'll watch anything. Yeah. But speaking of like horror, alien, space reboots, Alien versus Predator, all that, we have our first cast photo. I'm assuming it's a Predator remake. Here he is. Yeah, here we are again. It's the same thing. Confusing prequel, remake, prequels. I don't even know. You know
what the hell is going on? Right?
More nostalgia, basically.
It's like, overdose.
Lethal nostalgia.
A buffet of nostalgia.
Pretty much. But yeah, did you see the cast photo?
I did see the cast photo. Obviously the first person that I recognized and was like, what the hell? That everyone recognized was, you know, one half of Key and Peele, the key part.
Keegan Michael Key, I think is his name.
Yeah, dude, that shit is gonna be hilarious. Like, I'm already on board. Why not? Especially with the alien, I'm like, dude, might as well fucking watch both of them. They're rebooting it. I guess they're here to answer my call. They're like, you know what? Christian doesn't know what the hell is going on with all these old ass movies. Let's just reboot it, put people that he knows in it, and then he's gonna end up watching it. Right? That's all it takes to get us in the movie and to get us in the seats. It ain't that hard. We all got it. They gotta figure it out. We're that simple. Whatever. Take my 12.99.
Exactly. It's a formula. Please, just take it. But yeah, only guy. Yeah, the only. Yeah, you're like you're saying. I did know Keegan Michael Key. There's a Courtney something. Courtney Vance. I think that's the guy who's been playing in it.
Okay.
Courtney B. Vance. Then there's Olivia Munn. Can't forget about her.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot she was in there. Mm-hmm. What? She was strapped up. But who's creating the film? Like, what director do you know?
It's Shane Black. He was the writer for the original Predator. I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
And this is
shit.
Coming after there was the last Predator movie that I think was in theaters was called Predators. So,
I do remember Predators.
I don't know if that was a reboot or a remake either. So
yeah,
it's like becoming same thing. It's like, well, where does this fit in the timeline? Is it a new movie? Is it a different universe? Whatever. But yeah, Shane Black. I'm pretty sure it was the original Predator. But the whole thing about the Predators, basically, if nobody's seen it or you know, it's basically the Predators. They're like these elite hunters. You know, they're these this alien race of elite warriors, hunters, whatever. And they, I'm pretty sure they like kidnap humans, like the baddest of the baddest humans. Sometimes they're criminals, sometimes they're ex-army men. I think that was in the first one. They were like ex-army people or whatever.
Yeah.
But this one, so yeah, all these guys in this movie is going to be murderers, you know, ex-cons or whatever. And it's got a little boy. The little boy, Jake. I think his name is Jacob Tremblay. He was in the room. He was in Room, not The Room, an Oscar-nominated movie from last year. So I don't know what they're gonna do with that kid. Maybe that kid's the worst killer of them all. Who knows?
Ah, you know? Interesting.
I don't know what the twist is gonna be.
Why not? I mean, why not? Right?
Right.
Why have a dog come to life when you can just have a fucking, you know, little fucking kid?
So basically, he's gonna be mini Chucky.
Yeah.
And speaking of Chucky, they're already rebooting that, but that's not the news. That's not the news.
Oh, dude, right, you know
we'll
what?
We'll see what we.
on the Chucky thing, I saw some Chucky movie on Netflix. It was like The Curse of Chucky.
Yeah, I think that's the newest one. They got another one coming too.
To this day, I can't believe I watched it all, dude. I still don't have an opinion. I still don't have an opinion on it because I don't even know what the hell happened.
Dude,
I don't know what
happened. After Bride of Chucky and Seed of Chucky shitface or whatever the hell they were calling him, I was like, yeah, this is all gags. They're goofing hardcore right now.
I don't know, dude. They just wanted to just sell Hot Topic merch. Is that they're done? That's it. They made it. Yeah.
I guess they're going straight to Netflix. They don't care.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah, I'm still frazzled over that. I don't know. But my bad. I cut you off for that shell shock of Chucky bullshit that's been in my life.
Oh, that's good. It's all good, man.
I'm claiming this objective.
I think we just
After what we were on Predator. Okay, so
yeah. Predator,
whatever. But there's some more shocking shit to Hollywood. Hollywood doesn't give us a chance to even catch a break. They just make decisions based on just a whim. It seems like they don't even have people who make decisions anymore. They just do it based on some type of formula, or just if somebody is pissed about something. Or just, I don't know. It's just craziness. It's just, I don't even understand it half the time.
I'm sure it's what we don't understand.
No, it's definitely, I don't know. I don't know what type of analytics they use to even know what people want. But apparently, you know, after having all that trouble with Matt Reeves and all this other stuff, I'm assuming that, like, after Matt Reeves and the whole Batman situation that's going on in the DC universe, it seems that they've actually committed to making a Nightwing movie.
Damn.
I don't know if it's going to... I hope it's connected, but if it's not, it's really not going to make any sense. But, like, how you... Like, in Batman v. Batman v. Superman, we see that there was a Robin. So I hope this touches on that and kind of explains that a little bit more. Of course, there's no casting. They haven't even started making the movie. I don't even think the script is written yet. But here's some more facts about it. Then we can, you know, start talking shit about it. You know?
Yeah, go for it. Yeah, because all I heard was that it was announced, and then I was just like, so Matt Reeves directing that? Or something?
No. The director is going to be the same guy who directed Lego Movie. It's going to be the same guy who directed the Lego movie, Chris McKay. The Lego Batman movie, my bad. The Lego Batman movie.
Oh, okay.
Chris McKay. And the writer is going to be the dude who wrote The Accountant. I don't think you've seen that movie yet, but... if it was just a Nightwing movie, I'd be like, I don't know about that, because they haven't even established Batman really in the universe at all.
Gotcha, yeah. We thought that his solo movie, technically. Obviously, everyone knows Batman, but... You know... Wonder Woman's getting her own movie. Batman needs his own movie.
After not having Robin in a movie for like the last, you know, what, 20 years, then they're just all of a sudden just gonna do a Nightwing movie. Like, wow. But yeah, what's your opinions on this? Because I've already kind of put mine out there.
Well, like I said, I'm down. If the character can be cool, do it right. And like I said, who knows? Maybe. Like you said, Robin hasn't been in a movie for 20 years, so maybe it's for the people who remember Robin in a movie, you know? Maybe the demographic for this title will be a little bit different. I mean, it's, you know, obviously nostalgia. Kids will get hip with it. Because, you know, they don't know nothing prior, so whatever. They'll just accept it for what it is. And then to the people like us, where it's just like, oh, Nightwing, I love Nightwing, man.
Right, finally.
Yeah.
Finally, other Bat characters...
So yeah, I'm definitely with it.
I'm thinking they did this movie as insurance in case Ben Affleck just quits. They can be like, well, we have something to replace him.
System repair. Mm-hmm. Then who knows? Maybe they could do movie Teen Titans. Fuck it. At this point, do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I already put my feelings out there about it. I just gotta wait and see. Especially when it comes to the DC, anything DC Universe involved is basically a wait and see type of thing.
Like, I think that's right, yeah. I think that's very accurate. Damn, dude, that's very accurate. I was like, we'll see. Yeah, that's usually how I feel. That's how I felt about Batman vs. Superman for like the last, what, 2-3 years it was getting made. I was like, I don't know, we'll see.
We'll have to just wait and see, yeah.
We'll see.
But, I mean, do you have any ideas who they should even, like, cast as Nightwing if they had to?
Well,
if it's in this, you know, DC Universe.
I don't know for sure, but I remember they had that little web series with Nightwing where that dude raised money online. I think it was a Kickstarter, some kind of crowdfunding thing. And, like, I never watched that, but if he was kick-ass and he was a good enough actor, and, like, who knows, maybe that popularity went towards, you know, Nightwing. I don't know, unless people don't really know about that show. I mean, I just heard of it. I just never watched it, but...
Was it the same people who do, like, those Bat in the Sun shorts, or was it somebody different?
No clue. I just remember seeing it on, I can't even remember the website it was on, but,
well, the names that's been tossed around by the fans,
okay, yeah, what
are
fans
want? But that's been tossed around by the fans, Zac Efron.
Hey!
I mean, it's been Zac Efron.
I wouldn't work at all,
Aaron?
But that'd be just hilariously perfect. If they want, nah, I mean... Okay, why not? Well, what was that latest movie he was in?
He's
I didn't see
something.
It. I know he did a second Neighbors, right? Neighbors 2, and
yeah,
then
he
probably
did
something else.
And I'm Bad Grandpa, I think. And then there's him and Adam Devine from Workaholics. They did
exactly. What was
Mike
that
and Somebody Need Dates. Mike and Dave Need Dates, I think it's called.
Yeah, I saw
it. I didn't watch
for that
movie
shit.
Yet.
Yeah, but...
Got Aubrey Plaza.
Hey, if he's hot right now, why fucking not, man?
He's got definitely the stature for it, so. This nigga looks like he's eat steroids for days.
That's what I'm saying, man. Like,
he's got that definitely cartoon character, comic book character physique.
Yeah. And, like, who knows, dude? This could be, like, a turning point in his career, man. Like, imagine if he kills that shit. People start taking him serious and shit. It only takes one role, man. Fuck it.
It does. And then the other person they were thinking of, people have been speaking about, is Aaron Taylor Johnson, a.k.a. fucking Pietro, from the guy who played Quicksilver.
I don't know. Like, he would actually be hella perfect. Now that you say that, but, man, like, he's already Quicksilver.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to do nothing with his career like that.
Yeah, and I already know, like, freaking Chris Evans, you know, that shit doesn't even matter anymore. Like, Human Torch, it's like, yeah, obviously, he's definitely Captain America now, so you can't do that. You know, Ryan Reynolds is definitely Deadpool. Like, you know, who the hell is Hal Jordan? Like, I get it. But, alright, but, fuck it. He had a one movie appearance and he died anyway, so...
Yeah, exactly. He's got the chops. I definitely think he's got the chops because there was a movie that came out earlier this year. Mm-hmm. It was called Nocturnal Animals. It was directed by Tom Ford, like the fashion designer. It's got Jake Gyllenhaal and Amy Adams. And low-key, dude, it is a pretty okay movie. Michael Shannon even got nominated for fucking best. He was the best thing about that movie, Michael Shannon. But fucking Aaron Taylor Johnson, he did play a pretty good character. Like, fuck, I was like, this ain't Kick-Ass, what the hell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, fuck it, man, if he killed it, dude, I'm with it.
Yeah, because, I might see him as Nightwing.
Yeah, exactly, man, why not? I do like him a little bit more than Zac Efron, though.
Oh yeah, I think he's a more competent actor, I guess.
Yeah, I can kind of see that, but then like I said, in the world we live in now, wouldn't that be fucking a crazy universe where Zac Efron just flipped the script on everyone and he just fucking kills that shit, and then he's like on some Jamie Foxx level shit. Because I don't know, man. I'm glad Jamie Foxx, like, started proving that, like, he's a really talented actor. Like, shit, like, I mean, he wasn't, like, a Disney star, but, you know, it's just, like, I don't know. Like, cool. Why not?
Oh, no. Yeah, I feel you, Jamie. Dude, Zac Efron, I liked him in 21. Not 21. It was, what movie was it? He wasn't in 21. No, I'm thinking Channing Tatum.
Oh, yeah.
No, he was all right, Neighbors. He's pretty funny. I don't know about this new Baywatch movie they have coming out with him and The Rock. That might hurt his chances.
Oh, yeah. See, that'd get him probably more popular, dude, because Rock is on... Dude. It's crazy to say The Rock is on fire. Because most people wouldn't think Rock's flammable.
I mean, he's always cooking. He's cooking.
Because do you smell? No, but no.
I can't.
But yeah, who knows? That may just be... I don't even know the purpose of that Baywatch movie.
It is in a weird space because it's, what, early 90s. So, like, there's some kids, the demographic they're going to be going for are going to be too young to understand it. And some of the people who are old enough to remember it, it's like, eh, this ain't the movie, though. I mean, you know David Hasselhoff is going to have to make one appearance at least.
Well,
he's
the people
be in it, for sure.
The people who probably remember the show in its heyday has access to, like, incredible internet porn. You know, so it's like, so you can't really sell it on that. And then what was that show even about?
That's
like
basically what it was. Yeah. When I actually say that, yeah, that's all it was super softcore porn. Like tame TV porn.
Exactly.
You had to see girls running. Yeah, it was basically girls jumping on trampolines.
And I get that's like the cliche thing about it. So, like, to make the movie about it, like, what are you going to make the movie about? Exactly. You're going to make the movie just because, you know, let me get this quick nostalgia check real quick. You know, get your bills covered so then you can pursue what you want to do, passion-wise. That's all it is. So it's like, I'm going to do this quick little movie, 2 months of filming, knock this shit out, just going to cover my bills, and I can have fun for the rest of the year. Or who knows, man? I don't know.
It seems like Hollywood's just like, hey, let's just make a movie. We don't care what the fuck it had. It's not even based on nothing, and they just slap the name on the last second, you know? Like, oh, shit, it's kind of like this, so let's put a name on it.
Gotcha.
You know.
That's pretty
much.
All right.
Well, let's see. We're on the Nightwing movie. What the hell? What were they thinking? Well, not what they... I'm talking about Baywatch. Never mind. Okay. Man, dude, you're probably going to have to edit this up like a motherfucker.
Because
I'm like...
Just raw and uncut,
I know.
Man.
Just go raw. All right.
We'll just keep saying that we're going to edit it, but we're not going to edit it.
That's going to be the inside joke.
Yeah. They won't know about it. Like, man, these guys are lazy. They're never fucking editing it, but they said they're going to edit it.
Okay. Speaking of things that probably will never get done, have you seen the Hellboy movies, right? You know who Guillermo del Toro is, right?
I don't know his name, like, off the top of my head because of the movies, but obviously Hellboy. Come on now. Everyone has seen that. Or at least have it on DVD sitting at one of their relatives' house.
Yeah. But yeah, Guillermo del Toro, the guy who's, you know, done Pacific Rim, Pan's Labyrinth, a whole bunch of other movies. Pretty much, you know, a nerd god when it comes to like this. He was supposed to direct. He was supposed to direct The Hobbit, but he didn't. He just couldn't do it, I guess. And that's the problem with Guillermo del Toro. He says he's going to do something, and he ends up not doing nothing. He ends up not doing those movies at all. So, he put a poll on Twitter, like I'll say, about a week ago, saying, asking basically if anybody wants to see Hellboy 3, and if they do, like this post or retweet it or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So apparently he didn't get enough retweets or posts because he said he had a meeting with, you know, Ron Perlman and all those other people. And apparently that's, or whoever's design, who's ever going to be financing the movie, I don't know what company it's for, but apparently Hellboy 3 is not happening. It's dead. We got to bury it.
Confirmed, never going to happen. That's what you're saying.
Confirmed, from Guillermo del Toro himself. So maybe this is a trick, maybe it is actually getting done since he says he's going to do stuff and then it never happens. Maybe since he's saying it's not going to get done, it's going to happen. But
ooh. Maybe that's the mind game we play on everyone. Haha. Doug, don't keep hope alive. Let everyone let it go.
We should just let everyone let it die.
It's not gonna happen, guys.
Let it die. Bury it. But,
just like the fucking spawn we were waiting for.
And what's crazy is the creator saying, like, yeah, this is gonna happen. Nah, it's over.
I am kind of delusional, though. I kind of don't want to die just yet, though. I have hope, but I only think about it, like, twice every 6 months. So I don't get too crazy. Because that would be pretty dope. But it's like, if it happens, you know, I got a lot of time, so whatever. But
I mean, they've been talking about this movie for, like, at least the last 10 years. Ron Perlman, his old ass ain't getting any younger.
True.
Like, shit.
So it may come back as a reboot, but don't expect number 3 pretty much. Because you already know, nothing's ever dead in this world.
Nah. I mean, or they could just reboot it, or just come out with another animated movie. Who knows? They might do that. But, yeah. Speaking of, fuck, I have no transition for this one. This is just the last little bit of news I had to put down.
Just blah.
You know, something else I found on Twitter. You know, Edgar Wright, you know, director of movies like Shaun of the Dead, World's End, and Hot Fuzz. He's put out a poster for his newest movie, his newest directorial endeavor. It's Baby Driver. And the movie, from what I heard from the synopsis of the movie and all the plot and everything, it looks like it's going to be a pretty straightforward movie about some guy. He's a young guy in a mob or some shit. You know, gets in over his head.
Oh, you know? Okay.
Yeah, so he, you know, becomes a driver.
I didn't see the synopsis.
Yeah, it's got a lot of
people on it. Yeah, I just saw the banner with all the actor's name on it. So yeah, I should have read the synopsis. But okay, it's just inside the mafia. All I know is that I saw in an, you know, foreshadowing from earlier, dude, fucking Jamie Foxx is going to be in that movie.
Yes.
And just with that style of comedy and, like, the way, like, you know, he cuts his scenes and, like, shit. Dude, I'm just ready for... Just, I'm telling, like, just don't be surprised if there's just a hilarious or just dope-ass, like, Jamie Foxx moment in there. I don't know, I feel like I could just see it now, like... 60 seconds. Because, I don't know, it just makes sense,
I think this is going to be hilarious.
You know. Oh, also, Scott Pilgrim, that's another movie Edgar Wright did. I know a lot of people are familiar with that.
Yes. And that's actually kind of... I think this the movie, like... I do like Edgar Wright movies. I don't know. It seems like...
Go for it.
He's a great director. Like, I do not put it past him. His editing techniques, they, like, change the game. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, dog, you're pretty fresh.
Like, he is fresh. But I hope, like, this movie can be just a little serious, maybe.
So you're kind of at the point
like,
where...
not a little too funny?
You just don't want the same thing. You kind of want, okay... Well, see,
I want him to grow a little bit. Like, I do love his Sean Pegg movies, the ones with Sean Pegg and, you know,
exactly.
The other guy.
Right.
But
his homie sidekick. That's all you could just
Nick
call
Frost.
Him.
There we go.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see. That's fucked up.
But, No, yeah, I guess I do see that. But I don't know, I kind of gave a break from all those movies, and I like, just recently was. Like, you know, from start to finish. Because, you know, obviously, that shit, you always be on, like, on TV and, like, always around. And I would always catch it. But I was like, I don't really care for any of the other movies for a while. And like I said, I saw Scott Pilgrim. That was about, like, you know.
Love Hot Fuzz. My favorite part of the movie, the favorite part of Hot Fuzz is when they're, like, you know, the main characters, Time Peg's character is like, oh man, this is a day. What kind of this is? They're sitting at the bar. I guess it's the first day after he gets there, and they're sitting at the bar.
Yeah.
And it's okay. He's sitting at the bar. He's talking to the new people. He's, you know, his other, you know, fellow officers. Hold on, Chris. I got a phone call. Hold on.
Okay.
My favorite. Yeah, my favorite part of Hot Fuzz is the part where we see Nick Angel, the main character, Nick, Simon Pegg's character.
They're at the
bar after his first day, and one of the two detectives with the mustaches, they're sitting there explaining to him, like, yeah, this city might be a little city, but it's more dangerous than you think it is. And he's like, what? He's like, everybody, then he's like, what do you mean? He's like, everybody's packing around here. He's like, but there's only, it's a farmer town. He's like, yeah, everybody's packing. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, who's packing? He's like, farmers. He's like, no, he's like, everybody and their mom's packing around here. He's like, this place is so, it's not but farmers. And I can't even say the joke right now. Fuck it. So we might have to edit that fucking part out too. fuck, man.
Yeah, I remember the. I'm trying to remember the part because I remember the part, but
it's like farmers and their moms. Like who? Farmers and their moms. I can't fucking.
Like
a
mom
and
sister or some shit like that.
Yeah, he's like, this is everybody and their moms packing around here, like farmers and their moms or something shit. It just the way they say it, the wordplay is just so fucking perfect.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Our sister mama or some shit like that. Our sister daddy or I don't know. Who fucking knows?
But yeah.
Whatever. If you want to edit that part out, we'll edit it out.
Or you could just leave it in to see how fucking retarded and awkward I am. But,
Yeah, that's cool.
Alright, well, I guess that's all the news. We just finished all the news. Last category of news.
That is? Yeah.
So, Christian.
Well, I'm here.
Legion.
Oh, man.
Legion.
So, dude,
go ahead.
Speaking of Legion.
I'll let you. Fresh, raw thoughts.
Dude, it's a pretty dope show. I'm definitely. I mean, I kind of don't know where to begin. But I definitely want to begin by saying it is probably the best show to ever say the word mutant in it. For sure. At least so far. 3 episodes in is where I'm at. But yeah, dude, I definitely will say, dude, it's clever. The way they edit the show, it's at least good enough to keep your attention until it starts pulling back the layers to show you how cool it really is. You know, it's definitely gonna be like, it's a little mind fucky, but it's really interesting because it's TV, you know, and like they're keeping your attention, which is really dope. It was like there's
the thing about it is like they're doing all this on a TV budget, just
exactly
follow up about it.
I think that's kind of where I was trying to like lead it. Yeah, exactly. The way they're doesn't feel cheap. Even though, like you said, it's on a TV budget. It definitely doesn't feel cheap at all. And like I said, it's clever and it's good enough. The editing is super crazy. Super on point. And, the whole first episode, I was just like, dude, I need to remember who the director is. Or, like, just cuz, man. I don't know. It was, like, really dope. Like, definitely the part,
first episode, yes.
Yeah. We'll start with the first episode, but then also in the show, like they also find like little stuff that's kind of funny in there too, but it's not too heavy, but it's still kind of like hilarious. Because like I think it was like the first episode where, like I said, they start off with him like in a sane asylum, or like you know, like what's going on. But then the flashbacks aren't too confusing, but they're definitely in a way to where they jumble you up for a little bit, to where you until you get things sorted out, which isn't like it's like I said, it's not too bad. It's like I said, it's definitely like I said, their way of doing that is entertaining. It's not like it's confusing. But dude, there's so much
right.
like
it keeps
evil
your,
shit
keeps you
in there,
think,
but it's still
it keeps
fun.
Your head jumping back and forth.
Yeah, and like I said, the storytelling is not overcomplicated, and they give you bits and pieces to kind of appetize yourself on. Are we doing spoilers about the episode, or are we just talking about it? Or are we just?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we talk about all 3 episodes. Cool. Okay. So if you saw the first 3 episodes, whatever, it shouldn't be a surprise. We're just talking about shit. Because I I can't remember which episode this was. I think it should be the first chapter, because that episode was so fucking long, dude. Like, I kind of get jumbled around, because I'm like, dude, that episode was like a fucking movie. It was like an hour and a half. Like, hour and 40 minutes for the first episode? I was like, shit.
Yes. And what doesn't even help is that, yeah, they keep going back to certain parts of that first episode, too.
Exactly. Like, which is good, because that's how they laid the foundation. Which is cool, because it's like an interesting structure. It's like the first episode, normally it's like an hour. Or, like, you know, they'll do, like, whatever the show is, they'll do double. Like, if the show's a 30-minute show, they may do an hour. If the show's an hour, you know. They usually just play around with an hour and a half. But, yeah, it was, like, a weird hour 40 minutes, kind of. Hour 50 minutes. They're like, yeah, let's just explain it
first.
Pretty
much a movie.
Exactly. And then each episode is, like, 40 minutes explaining it. But, Also, one thing I did think it is kind of slept about that show is the fucking soundtrack and scoring and that shit. Dude, it's so emotion heavy with the soundtrack, and it's immersive soundtracking, man. It's really nice. It's definitely helping with the universe and like the whole altered state of mind. Because obviously, this is like a, you know, X-Men universe kind of show. So it's dealing with Marvel superheroes, you know, the main character is a mutant, but obviously he doesn't know it. He's like a, you pick up with him in like an insane asylum, of course, you know, has to be, you know, something wrong with him. He's insane.
Right. He can't look things with his mind. He must be insane.
Exactly. But, I don't know. He just does a whole bunch of cool stuff with the scenes too. So like I said, like, you didn't know what was happening in the scenes until they happened, and like then you saw him start realizing that people were afraid of him, and like that he wasn't like as crazy as thought he was.
like that part, that scene you're talking about, I think is when he's at the bottom of the pool or whatever, and he's like,
"Oh yeah, they had him
even here." That reminded me of Inception. Is like when he's like, "Do you even know how you start dreaming?" You know what I'm saying? Like, how did we get here? And yeah, it seemed like him actually realizing, like, whoa, where did I come from? How did I get here? Why am I even talking to you?
Yeah. And then that's when he's like, whoa, hold up, wait, you guys are afraid of me. Why the hell are you guys afraid of me? And then I think that was kind of like a nice turning point. Because, like, dude, because first off, the RSR started fucking crying, laughing when the fucking boy was afraid to put the little little fucking suction things on his forehead or his temples. And then he was just like, huh? He's just like, it's like, are we good? But, dude, I don't know. Yeah, dude, that show's, like I said, it's pretty trippy, but it's definitely dope. They have a nice visual cues where they use their transitions. I'm still trying to figure out the whole fucking, like, because now we're at the point where they're showing a lot of that fucking yellow demon or whatever the fuck is going on. First off, dude, that dude's fucking funny as fuck. Every time I see that thing, I'm fucking crying laughing, dude. So that's just, I don't know, that shit is so funny. But then it is kind of creepy, too. Like, it's definitely fucking, like, dude, what the hell is really going on? Like, I can't wait to figure that bullshit out, because, like, dude. Because, so, like, sometimes I'm like, dude, what if he's, like, a fucking, like, the Hulk or some shit, and he transforms into that? I'm like, dude, the first thing that would change would obviously be his double chin. Like, that would obviously just expand down, and then he's just gonna, like, it's just
no, dude. After watching the first episode, after watching week to week, after the first episode, there were so many theories out about this, and he does mention the man with the yellow eyes and all that stuff, and like, there's the theory. At first, I thought this is what I thought because the Legion, he's in the comic books. He's Professor X's son, like in the comic books. I don't know if they're gonna do that here because I don't, know, but he's Professor X's son. He has, you know, he has like all these different powers, and he has so many different personalities that he pretty much like puts to these powers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess to help him filter it out. And I thought like, okay, so everybody in this show is him. He's just crazy as hell. He just sees himself. That's what I was thinking, like, especially his friend. I'm like, yo, that's definitely somebody. That's definitely him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was just like, that's the only way I can, like, try to, you know, rationalize it in my brain. Like, this is just, he's just fucking lost his fucking mind. he's not. I thought he was probably not even Sand Asylum. None of that. I thought all of it was just don't believe anything you see.
Yeah, you definitely want to proceed with caution. Yeah, because it does, and I think that's one thing that does keep you on edge too. Because like you observe everything, but then you have to wait because you know you can't believe everything immediately as soon as you see it. Just because the nature of his powers and at least what he's demonstrated so far. Like we still don't have like the official labels on all his powers. Like obviously, you know, they're like, oh, you're a telepath. You can, you know, move, read minds. But then it's always like more than that. Especially like I said, like if he's anywhere connected to Professor X somehow, at least in this TV show, obviously he's crazy powerful. You know, he's the fucking son and shit. But yeah, so they show him like. Yeah, they show him what, reading minds. They show him obviously lifting shit around. They show him levitating. They show him what it appears like possibly teleporting, bending reality for more or less. It's almost like
yes.
You know, he's bending and folding everything to his will. You know, so it's almost to the point where
he can't even control it. That's the scary part.
And yeah, so he's definitely on some wild shit like. Oh, dude, like, also when him and that Sid chick switched bodies at first, but obviously we didn't know it, but, like, when they first, you know, kissed and blew each other away, dude, that whole scene was fucking crazy dope. Like,
yes, it was.
Oh, dude, the fucking, they had, like, the fucking, like, the TVs in the fucking field when it was, like, going up, dude, that shit was hilarious, like, little screens, and then, like, when the shit flipped upside down.
Dude, that's the thing that almost had me. I was like, okay, my theory is correct. Because I just thought it was him just being her. I was like, okay, so everybody is him. He's just actually controlling this side of his body now. Like, his part of his brain's taking over. You know, that's why I was like, okay.
That's how they're going to do it.
You know? But, yeah.
And then, dude, like...
And then don't forget the last scene of the first episode.
What was like, the last
scene? The way they just ended it out perfectly. When they rescue him, when basically whatever I don't even what do they call it summer house or whatever, summer road,
Summerland
whatever when they come rescue Summerland when they come rescue yeah. him with all these other mutants, quote unquote.
Oh yeah, oh shit, that was in the first episode. Oh yeah, dude, that shit was.
That was the very end of the first episode. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was crazy. Oh yeah, they did it justice. You know, homie flinging people around, and then.
Right. Where is he at?
Oh, because it was crazy, too, because you know the dude in the brown suit kept on trying to get him to remember who got out the car, and it was fucking him who got out the car. Mm-hmm. And I was like, dude, that's so dope, because, like, oh, dude, I could have swore I thought it was, like, keeping track, because I was like, man, like, who are these people? What's going on? And I was like, man, who's this chick? And she's like, oh, Melanie. I was like, oh, man, what? So then I was like, oh, man. They fucking fucked up his memories to where he's just like, dude, it's you who got out the car. What the fuck? He's like, it wasn't me.
It seems but like dude, it seems like he does something to his own memories. Like, he don't even know how to control his own power so bad that, like, he remembers what he wants to remember, how he wants to
exactly.
remember
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
He's
like,
up his own mental blocks in his own brain.
Exactly. He's forging what he wants. So that's why, like, the memories are... Because also, dude, the fucking... Well, that's gonna be on episode 3 where I talk more about that, but yeah, they definitely did some trippy shit with that whole with the whole kiss because not only did the world like turn black and everyone gets sealed into their rooms and like the darkness and all that shit, I was sitting there like when he was just sitting in the parking where he just changed back to himself, I was like, what the hell. And I was like, that shit was... It was crazy for a moment, because then... I can't remember exactly what I thought, but I definitely thought that... I thought he bended the reality to where, like... I thought when they switched places, his body was still in the prison, but he was walking around as the Sid still. He just put a mask on himself. So there was pretty much, like, two hims walking around. So when they were looking for the when he was getting interrogated and they were like, well, where's the girl? I thought he was the girl just with his mask on it because, you know, that's how he sees himself and he bends his own world. But it turns out they just switched bodies back and I was like, oh, yeah, see? That's how that show can get you to start thinking hella extra.
Yeah, but that shovel will get definitely.
Yeah. Best round. Which is cool. It's like, you know, it's cool exercise to kind of theorize and just see all the different possible things. Like I said, on the budget, it's not super fantastical, but it gets everything across well.
And it looks really good.
It looks quality.
The cinematography is.
Oh, yeah.
The colors, like you said, the music, the colors, the show, the script itself. Like, it's like, dude.
Yeah, dude.
It literally is one of the best superhero shows out on a TV budget. Like, it's not too flashy, you know?
But then, yeah, like I said, the colors are nice. It's not flat colors, you know? And I don't know why TV does that when you could probably just preset a whole bunch of, you know, scenes, you know? What? Color grading and all that, but yeah, I don't know.
The color grading is amazing on that show.
Yeah,
great
color
theory, I guess. That's what
System check initiated. But yeah, it's so weird, man, when you see like some flat TV shows, because I'm like, man, like with these budgets, man, I don't know, man. Even like I said, when people talk about movies being made for $4 million, I'm like, hey, man, that's a lot of fucking money still. But
Definitely.
But the
bad thing about this is it's only going to be 8 episodes this season.
Oh, dude. That is actually perfect, because I was thinking that in my head. Because I was thinking, like, man, what's going to happen with this show? Because also I was thinking about 11-22-63. Like, how it was just, like, long enough, but it wasn't too long. It was, like, I think like an 8-hour show, pretty much. So yeah, dude, I was kind of thinking that. I was like, man, what if this show is just like maybe, you know, just like 8 fucking episodes? I figured it was going to be like 13 or 24. Because I was wondering, like, how long would they go, like, you know, how far would they go with this shit?
Alright, can they do another season? Are they going to? I don't know. But the dude, the actor, he's a good actor, too. He's
yeah.
Especially when he has to play, like, different versions of himself, like a younger version and all this different stuff. Mm-hmm. You, like, actually see it.
And dude, shout out to freaking Aubrey Plaza having like the best fucking role ever. I'm like, dude, that seems so fucking fun. I'm like, dude, shout out to her.
Yes, it fits.
Hella
her too,
fun, but
like,
it, yeah, that's true. It definitely fits her. But I'm like, damn, dude, this seems so fucking fun. But yeah, but then also sometimes I'm thinking like, dude, what if she's fucking connected, man?
I'm telling you, dude, she's got to be a version of his personality, I'm telling you.
Or something, man, like, she's always around when the fat dude's around, and then sometimes when I look at the fat dude, I'm like...
And then that one spot, that one time, she actually did turn into that big dude.
So then I started looking at her, like, with fat makeup on, and I'm like, I don't know, that could be her. Or some, I don't know.
You never know.
Yes, it's not fully fleshed
out. But the
out
only thing
knows.
That threw me off about that, the only thing that I was like, okay, maybe she's not, whatever, is because, like, she was a real person, you know? Like, people actually did
true.
See her,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she was definitely a real person.
Oh.
But, she's connected to probably, his trigger somehow. Because obviously they were on fucking drugs and shit and best friends together and all that kind of shit. So, I don't know. I feel like... somehow she's, like, connected to his, like, triggers at least. At the moment, it seems. But...
yeah.
But then, like, fucking... when they finally, started showing that Asian chick and that black dude... and because they kept on showing that scene where they were like getting all walked out, and he's like, when they pretty much projected himself into his memories and got him out of the fucking Division 3, I was like, what the hell? Like, that shit was, you know,
yeah,
I was in the first episode, but
yeah.
But I was like, dude, soon as I saw the black dude freaking put him to sleep, I was like, man, they had to get a black dude on the show to make someone go night night. Because he's like, go to sleep. Nah.
Yeah, and dude, he does
his powers
have
are dope though.
Type powers. His powers
pretty
are
dope.
And what's crazy is
they're
using TV friendly powers.
Exactly.
Did you in the third episode? Did you see? You know that Asian girl? Did you notice that how she phased into that other guy?
I guess she's like a part of him or something. Their both name is Carrie.
Yeah, and I was like, oh. that furthers my fucking theory. They're all him. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he might have a reality warping power to where he can actually create a being just to house his powers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how powerful he is, man. Fuck it.
He is insanely powerful. But they have history and everything, so. But all I know that one more review for that show, trippy. Like,
true. Yeah, definitely pure trippy.
There's just so much about that show that I can't. It's hard to even try to explain it. You have to experience the show. That's basically what it is. The show is experience.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're talking about it, but people, like you said, it's not too in depth to work because you know, obviously, I'd imagine we.
But yeah, Legion, good show. If you're not watching it, you should watch it. Watch it now.
Yeah, pretty much. Like I said, there's a lot of cool stuff going on in it. Like I said, maybe next week we'll talk. Like I said, there's a lot to talk about, at least over the span of 3 episodes. So maybe we'll just talk about the 4th episode next time. Because at least by this time, when it's 2 episodes, you can probably, catch up a little bit. So it's not too. Like I said, it's not even really spoiler heavy, because, like I said, it's hard to really go in depth about the show without obviously sending spoilers. It's more just about, highlighting, what you've seen in it and, okay, how do you interpret it? Because, yeah, dude, it's a wild ass show.
Yeah, because there's no the guy who plays Legion, or the character of Legion, it's basically, he's an unreliable narrator because his memories are all fucked up. So he don't even know what he's talking about.
Unreliable narrator, so. Yeah, you're right. That's good. But shit did get real at the end, towards the end of the 3rd episode, though, where the fucking weird dude who's carving sculptures with the eye, fucking saw them in ghost form or whatever. This dude's, this power.
He can astral project or some shit. Yes.
He could telepathically astral project or some shit like that. Yeah.
And I'm thinking the lady who, head of the school, she is helping, because remember she's like, oh, get that TV to knob and turn it down for all the voices.
Oh, so dude, I guess, dude. That visual
that power,
cue?
He's using it. He's pretending it like it's a TV. And I was just like, yep, I know it. I figured it out. Dude, he is it. He's literally fucking doing it. This is awesome.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Like I said, the way they didn't, stop to have that little, that cue, they made a giant prop just for that scene, just to, turn the dial down. And, just little shit like that. Like I said, with the screens in the field, and, they're taking, they have imagination, man. But it's almost like getting the point across without being extra and over sophisticated with the verbiage and all that stuff. It's focus, concentrate.
Making a pretty nice show.
Yeah, it's pretty dope, dude. Definitely best thing, like I said, best show to ever say the word mutant in it. At least comic book related.
But definitely. Show's definitely worth watching. Actually really well put together, great actors, everything. Alright, so for the next TV show we're gonna do a little review over, is Dragon Ball Super. I think it was episode 80?
Yeah, episode 80 was the latest one, yeah. How'd you feel about it, man?
Loved it. I loved it because it was a fight that didn't have the last 2 episodes.
True, yes. Yeah. That definitely earns that episode a few cool points for me. It wasn't a 2-part Boo fight. Because that introduced us to them, so, the mystery was gone. Okay, maybe each one of these opponents may have something special about them, so maybe that was the point of the Boo fight, having 2 episodes. Or, being, a 2-part kind of thing. But, so far, it's definitely pretty, like I said, this is all, right now we're just in the Zen exhibitions. So, it's not even the full Tournament of Power at this point. It's just Gohan, Boo, Goku fighting 3 wolf-like opponents from Universe 9.
What do they call them? The Trio des Danger or something like that?
Some weird shit. But it's
Dangerous
tight.
3, basically.
Because it's like the three little piggies, but instead of the 3 little piggies, it's the 3 bad, the 3 bad wolves or some shit, you know?
I didn't even think of it like that.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I just figured they were just doing some weird... I don't know, just for an exhibition, maybe. But, it was definitely cool. Like, I'm still not sold on Gohan being back yet. I definitely want Gohan just to... Like, we can't just have... As much as I love Goku and Vegeta, man, we can't just have them in their league of their own. Like, how far is the gap, man? Is Boo really the strongest person after Vegeta? Like, who's stronger than Vegeta right now? Like, I guess Krillin got his little motivational arc where he's probably a little powered up, you know? But where's, like, all this shit happening, you know? Like, where's... Gohan's just... I don't know, he's a disappointment. And then, like, they're not even bringing Goten around.
They even try to get stronger. I mean, yeah, him and Trunks have to train.
And the kids, but... Still, at least bring... Like I said, where's the Gotenks action? At least. I mean, I guess the stakes are too high. But I'm like... Shit, if Boo's the next strongest person after fucking Vegeta, you might as well throw Gotenks up there. He's obviously stronger than Gohan's bitch ass.
Oh, definitely.
Because Gohan was strong at the end of, obviously, in Z, but... Yeah, man. Like I said, it's a great Saiyan Man episode.
Been doing
was dope.
Much training.
Like I said, he's
Gohan in this
again.
Episode, he did. I mean, I'd say he won because if he wasn't being an idiot and just took the sensu bean, that would have been nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, true. I'm sorry. Like, yeah, they're not fighting honor. Why? I understand. Like, you guys want to be righteous and stuff, but that was dirty. That was a dirty trick.
Well, true. Yeah, technically, sensu bean. I mean, it would have been a wrap. You know. I guess because they could have kept throwing him sensu beans every time he got poisoned. He didn't have to worry about the Super Saiyan being, you know, making his shit spread faster. But,
exactly.
I don't know. Like I said, I mean, like, shout out to Gohan.
To me in my eyes, he won because he stood
definitely
up
did.
After Dude Without.
Yeah, he definitely did win, in my opinion. And like I said, that was better than nothing. Because this is Gohan we're speaking of. And I can't talk too much shit about him because he did. Like I said, he won. He zonked out. And he fucking, you know, he falls smart. But
yes,
yeah.
But the thing that sucks and Daishinkai or whatever, the thing he dropped at the like towards the before at the end of that episode was like, okay, well they won, but they were fighting literally the weakest universe out of all 12 of them.
Yes, and that's what's like that's what's going on. It's like because like with the whole mortal level. Does the whole thing mean power level? Like, right, because if that means that, like, yeah, Goku's
or
hot
life
shit
expectancy
and all,
or how long? Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, but then, like, you know, if we're not even hot shit. But then again, there's that one dude in the cave that was talking about, oh, man, they have the ability to alter the power levels, and then, you know, for some reason, Saiyans can capture the power of the god for Super Saiyan God or some. So I'm like, how many races in all these universes can do that? So do Universe 7 have like ultimate potential because of Saiyans, like, and like, cause, I mean,
right, I just want to say this because
this is our main universe,
curve,
so obviously it can't
go
until the show ends,
you know. Like, just Goku and Vegeta raised us up to like what a 3.18 or whatever the hell, 3.86 or whatever,
right? Or we'll be down with like a 1 point something. But
if it wasn't for Goku and Vegeta, we'd be the universe would have been gone.
Exactly, it's not even worth having. But yeah, so we'll see. Once I guess maybe they explain the whole mortal level stuff, or like I said, that's yeah. I don't really know entirely what's going on with that. Cause then that's what, and then they also said that the universes who are above 7 won't be erased. So now I feel like okay.
Are they competing or just?
I think they're all competing, but. I think they're all competing, but win or lose, I think their universe still stays.
Oh,
so
that's
I guess
not fair.
So it's pretty much the tournament. So pretty much it's like the universes with the lowest power level. It's pretty much them competing to see who won't get erased. Because they were going to get erased anyways. Because I guess Zeno was like having all these planets is annoying, or I don't know, or having all these universes like, you know, hectic or worksome, or I don't know. I guess it's just too much. Too much clutter. Having all the universes, so...
Yeah.
So I guess all these universes, yeah. So those universes were getting get erased anyway. That's what Whis interjected. I think he kind of said something along those lines when he interjected. Pretty much, like, you
that
know,
these
like,
universes won't get destroyed anyways. They're just seeing who's going to be the last one to stand.
Yeah.
Who has, you know.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. But yeah, dude, that's fucking nuts. So pretty much, we're probably gonna walk away at least 5 universes still. But who knows? Like I said, they may not.
Yeah, which is good.
But then I remember you were talking about that whole theory about. But I guess the angels don't get erased though.
Yeah, so my theory is fucking super wrong. I thought it was the Daishikin, the Grand Priest, whatever his name is. He was going. The reason why he was going to be the bad guy to end the arc, to interrupt the whole tournament, is because when Zeno erased those other, 4 universes or whatever, when it used to be 16 or something like that.
Yeah.
That he erased the angels also, but apparently that's not how it is. I've got you
in my sights. He's like, yeah, we have a different role. I was like, oh shit, well my bad, man. What the hell's going on with you guys?
Right. Fucking the angels are way above everybody. And they are the strongest, if you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, true. That is true. So far, yeah.
Whis is stronger than fucking Beerus.
And he is God, so.
Best round lost. Well, that's that episode. Did you see the preview for the next episode?
Yeah, I saw the preview.
81.
Yeah, I kind of did want to watch it, but then I'm like, you know, fuck it, let's watch this shit. Because, you know, obviously Goku's about to fucking fight the last dude, and he's kind of fresh, you know, he had the little scarf, he's a leader, he's here to represent.
He looks like the character to design first.
Exactly, and they're like, let's give him some minions. Guys off him. One guy will use his, Hitmonchan, Hitmonlee, alright, we'll just do poison.
Basically. But yeah, from what it looks like in the preview, it looks like that guy has some type of, like, super growth powers. Like, he's
exactly,
gonna be
yeah.
a giant
wolf.
So I was like, okay. Right. At first, I was like, maybe Goku's smaller, or is he a giant? But then, I'm judging by everything in the background, Goku's small. Was a regular size.
I didn't double check that fact. What if he is shrunk? But I don't know. I just assumed, I just assumed the dude was
fucking
right.
Cheaters.
Yeah, that is true. Well, my thing is, are they resisting to go, like, is Goku going to go Super Saiyan God Blue? Like, off rips?
Knowing Goku, he's going to take his fucking sweet time.
He definitely will. But I'm like, well then, because who knows? Maybe they are fucking weak. Maybe that's what the mortal level mean, because if Goku wins without going Super Saiyan Blue, then it's just like, well then, yeah, what the hell is going on? Like, maybe it is the whole mortal level.
Well, I don't think, I mean, Gohan won by going to Super Saiyan, and that's what weakened Super Saiyan, that he hasn't even, you know, he wasn't
well,
even, he don't
I figured,
even,
he, like, I figured he doesn't, he can't even go Mystic anymore, because he's a bitch.
No. No, he can't. Even though, yeah, that wasn't his. But still,
like.
Super Saiyan's not even his. But remember, he had Gohan Super Saiyan 2 and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
like, it seems like he can't even go Super Saiyan 2. Like, it seems like he barely, like, you know, goes Super Saiyan 2. Like, what was it? Super Saiyan Man? Like, I think he probably cracked Super Saiyan 2 a little bit, but then he gets gassed out.
Exactly. He wastes. I don't know. I hope Goku's so strong he shouldn't have to go Super Saiyan Blue against these guys. He shouldn't have to go Super Saiyan Blue to like the very end. Until he like, I'm just like, there's gonna be a rematch between him and Hit. You already know that.
Oh yeah, man, dude. Hit is probably easily one of the coolest characters so far. Like I said, I can't wait to see how his English voice sounds. Obviously, I don't want to be that dude, but. Nah, dude. Hit is like that's the main reason why I kind of want to get Xenoverse 2 on the ASAP. Just to kind of check him, because I've seen the gameplay and stuff. And like I said, it's cool. But I was like, man, dude, why fucking not? I think he'd be one of your masters. So I'm just like, oh shit. Or you can steal some of his moves. But nah, he's definitely probably one of the coolest characters so far. I can think off the top of my head. Our objective will soon. Him and Hercule Jr. Pretty much. The fucking, what's that dude's name?
Gil Cole Jr.
The fucking, little...
Oh, Monaco, or whatever his name
yeah,
was.
Monaco. Oh, dude, that dude is fucking hilarious, man. Their gag characters low-key are sometimes so fucking funny. Like, I try not to be cheesy and laugh at them, but, like, dude, that's just be having me fucking cracking up. And then fucking Mr. Satan's in the freaking world with the gods and stuff, like getting knocked out and shit.
Freaking out. I'm just saying, if Gohan couldn't go Super Saiyan 2 when the world's on the line, nigga, come on, dog.
Come on, right? That's what I'm saying, man. He's supposed to be the hope. He's the son of Goku. Universe. Like, he's supposed to be better. Like, the whole point of, like, you know, Goku fucking being old and dying and shit is supposed to be like, okay, now Gohan's here to handle. What's the whole point of Dragon Ball Z? Just to be like, yeah, even he had a son that's not as cool as Goku. There can only be one Goku. That's all the show's telling me. But I guess maybe that is the point of the show.
Basically, I guess. Yeah, I guess. Well, I mean...
Oh my god, look how he's talking to guys like they're friends. He doesn't show respect. He's so goofy and innocent and retarded.
Basically.
The Goku charm. That's what this show is about. Goku's charm.
Goku's charm and his master of ki. And speaking of ki or chi, as some like to refer to it, the man with the fucking iron fists.
Oh.
Iron fist. The dude. The guy. Dude. That movie. That show comes out March 17th on Netflix. I'm hyped for it. I'm definitely going to see it. Have you seen the trailer for that?
I've seen... I think I've probably seen almost all the trailers up to date at the moment. And, dude, yeah, I'm definitely fucking stoked for Iron Fist. Like, this whole year for Marvel is winning, for sure. But Iron Fist is the last Defenders movie. Per se, I mean, obviously they have, Pat Punisher, but he's kind of, like, involved. But he wasn't on their original plan.
He's
going to
be on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, this is dope. I'm ready for that shit. What do you like about the trailer so far as you're seeing?
Well, what I've seen from the trailer so far, I like the fact that, like, the actual Iron Fist or the power of the Iron Fist or whatever, it doesn't look like they're going to be overusing it. His origin story, I'd never really known much about it, so I'm definitely willing to dive into that.
Yeah.
He's got a little sidekick, whatever her name is. That's kind of cool. I'm ready for some straight fighting action, some choreographed fighting, because, I mean, Daredevil, he's got some good skills, you know, especially when it comes to that second episode in the first season, the hallway fight.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they can top that. Like, they tried to top it in the second season with the hospital fight. That was cool. But, like, I'm ready to see
Luke Cage's was dope. I really like his hallway fight. Mainly because,
is Luke Cage, though, like, so he's not, like, a skilled martial artist. He's
just a fucking brute. He's destruction.
Brawler, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he don't have to worry about it. His fighting style is designed for him to take damage, you know what I'm saying?
True, yeah, you're right. But, yeah, dude.
You know, he's...
Yeah. I'm definitely there with you with the whole... That's kind of how I felt with Doctor Strange before, a couple years ago when I first watched this little animated thing. It's like, dude, fuck it. I don't know much about him. Why not? And then, like I said, even with the movies and everything, it's like, dude, what better time to kind of learn about... I've learned about so many characters from, like, maybe like a video game, just playing with them, and then I start learning more about them. So Iron Fist, yeah, I kind of know about him a little bit because of the video games, but... Because, you know, he's in Marvel vs. Capcom, and I think he's in the Ultimate Alliance. Or if it's not Ultimate Alliance, it's one of those fucking games. He's in one of those, and I remember... You got him with a cheat code, and he can fucking heal your teammates. So I was like, okay, obviously he can heal people. But yeah, getting more into it and like connecting them with the Defenders, I think is definitely a good way to introduce. I mean, obviously, dude, I didn't know shit about Jessica Jones. You know, her shit turned out pretty bomb. And Daredevil was ruined for me after the movie. I mean, it was pretty cool, but I was just kind of like, oh man, this just kind of lame. Not as lame as Punisher though. Punisher definitely did a whole 180 because those movies I didn't fuck with. So shout
they
out to my boy
did
Shane, aka Shane.
John Berthall.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of John Bernthal, he's going to be in that Baby Driver movie, apparently.
Oh, yeah? Okay. I can see him doing, like, a really intense get-in-your-face scene.
Especially if he's part of Mafia.
Exactly.
But, Iron Fist. And apparently, and RZA is directing an episode. I don't know how many episodes, but he's definitely for sure directing an episode of Iron Fist.
I remember you said that, I looked it up, and I think it's episode, I have it right here, it's like 7 or something, 6 or some shit like that. And I'm like, oh yeah, dude. Fuck yes. Let's get this. Because who knows, maybe his directing skills are be even better like on a TV show. Because it's just one concentrated burst of just, you know, coolness. And then, like I said, Kung Fu... If he scores it, because I'm pretty sure he's probably going to have to be involved with the score. There's no way he's going to be on an episode and not, you know, be involved with that. I can't imagine.
Yeah, he's
that.
Definitely doing music for it. I definitely hear his music in the fucking trailer. So they're going to have to put something in it.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, the guy they got playing for him. Oh, did you even hear about that controversy that happened when he was first cast? For Iron Fist?
Oh, the actor who's playing Danny Ryan? No. What?
Yeah. Alright, well. Now, this goes to show you how, like, dumb the internet can be at certain times. Well, when they first, you know, when they first cast that guy, Finn Jones, to play Iron Fist Danny Ryan.
Yeah.
People were saying, oh, what? That should have went to an Asian actor. And the only reason, I don't know why people would think that, that doesn't make sense to me because... Iron Fist has always been a white guy, no matter what.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, they're taking this away from Asian people and stuff.
No way. I did not hear about that.
Yeah. People were going crazy. It was on Twitter. All on Twitter, it was like hashtag or something. Like, something about the cast. And then people were like, oh, he should have been an Asian actor. And I'm thinking to myself, like, that's even more racist, really. You know?
Damn, that's so crazy. I had no clue about that.
My shield
yeah, because, I mean, obviously...
Just because he's Asian, just because he's a good fighter, he's got to be Asian.
Yeah, that is kind of true. Like, how would that come off? But yeah, I don't know. I feel like that would have been weird, but I'd have been like, I guess if people are kind of like, well, Human Torch is freaking Michael B. Jordan. I guess if they want to switch up like that. I guess if they're talking about like that kind of shit, like if they're talking like maybe like, you know, be creative and like have a different interpretation so he can be Asian, okay. But if they're saying he should be because of the character, well then obviously the character's not traditionally, you know, Asian, so that's just weird. But if they're talking about like, oh, they should spice it up, but then yeah, then that can get spent like, well, just because, you know, they just need an Asian because he does martial arts, like what can they have an Asian for Luke Cage?
Right, why? Yeah, exactly. But I mean,
Jessica Jones.
And what's crazy in the Marvel universe, there is a guy who's pretty much kind of like Iron Fist, and is Asian. His name is Shang-Chi. He's a fighter, just like he's the master of Kung Fu.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I know he gets trained in like a freaking like with monks and
Kung
stuff
Lung.
Like Kunlun in a special universe. So if all those dudes were like white monks, then yeah, then they're obviously missing the ball everywhere. But hey man, I'm pretty sure all those dudes are gonna be from what I saw, Asian monks. Which sounds pretty tight.
Now, I do get what people saying about that whole like the trope, the white savior trope. Okay.
Oh,
I understand
yeah,
that.
True, yeah.
You
true.
Know, I get
I
that.
Get
the
that
white
shit.
Man's always the best at white men's always the best at somebody else's culture or something. Cultural appropriation, all that shit. I get that. I get what people are saying about that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Is that like old school controversy with Iron Fist too? Because I'm sure. I mean, it's been around. It's been around for a while.
It had.
So I don't know. I'm saying because I don't know what the old school controversy that it probably had. Because you know how a fucking Ant-Man had controversy slapping chicks and stuff. So, like, you know, you don't know about that stuff unless you're into the comics. So I'm like, who knows what controversy they had back in the day that predates the movies. So who knows? Maybe that goes into it.
But yeah. Yeah, I just thought, like, sometimes people just need to actually think what they say before they say
it. Oh,
like,
yeah, of course.
Okay, if you want to address the problem with there not being enough Asian comic book characters out there, okay, that's one thing. But trying to take another character that's been well established and try to, you know, change them. Okay, that's, you know.
That's, yeah, I get you.
Like, just, and I think it is really, it technically is more racist to think of it like that, because, dude, just because he's a kung fu fighter, he's got to be Asian. Why can't we, let's make Iron Man Asian, fuck.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even before, I would say the riskiest thing, I guess, freaking Miles Morales, but it's not like they changed Peter Parker. They changed, you know.
No, yeah, they didn't get rid of Peter Parker. Give us Miles Morales. Just like Ms. Marvel in the comic books, Carol Danvers, her name got changed to Captain Marvel, and now Ms. Marvel's is, what, Muslim? What, is she Pakistani, I think she is?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she's American, but she lives in Jersey. You know, you don't have to, that's what people don't understand. Like, to create a new character for somebody with people of color or whatever the hell you want to call it, you know, you don't have to get rid of other characters.
Gotcha.
You know? That's the problem. I understand why people have a problem with it. I understood why people had a problem with, you know, Michael B. Jordan being the Human Torch. I get it, but their reasoning was kind of dumb, too. You know? It's all about the reason. Not the intention, it's more the reason.
Exactly.
I get the intention, but you gotta have a good, solid reason.
Yeah, I feel you. Nah, but the show definitely looks pretty dope. I can't wait to see... Because I don't know, because like I said, the more successful these shows are, like I said, it's just constantly changing the landscape of media. It's just, it's crazy seeing the evolution of all this stuff, dude. Like, man, it seems like so much new shit comes out to Netflix every day that's a Netflix original. And it's just like, it's at the point where you gotta change, like, your views on what you consider, like, a, you know, indie, independent, you know, like, kind of, like, media and all that stuff, because, you know. It's not like it's devoid of quality just because it's not a major TV show or a network anymore.
Yeah.
So, that's dope.
No, actually, and then I actually kind of enjoy it more like that. Like, when I go to the movies to see a Marvel movie, yes, I love it. Visual effects are good. But then I'd kind of be like, oh, man, I wish I had more time. You know what I'm saying? Like, with these characters.
Yeah,
you know, like, especially when it came to Doctor Strange, like, I want so much more time with him, especially him training. That would have been amazing.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Definitely. Oh, but... Yeah, I'm definitely pumped for... You said it comes out March 17th, so we're definitely going to probably binge watch as much as that as possible, or maybe we'll break it down. Like, one episode, we'll talk about the first half, so we'll give it, like, a week, 2 weeks to kind of watch
or
everything.
Or the first quarter, you never...
Yeah, so we'll break it down.
Even though I know I'm watching it all fucking first week.
Yeah, I already know, man. I already know. I'm pretty sure we'll probably get to a point where we'll just give, like, a quick little review of the whole show, because I already know your ass is going to, like, wake up the next day and be like, so I watched everything.
Oh, no, I'm watching it at midnight. No, I'm at least watching, like, 2 episodes at midnight, because it comes out on, what, Friday? I'm off the whole weekend, so...
Oh, yeah. Die. Oh, man, that shit is hilarious. I know you did that shit with, I think it was... Luke Cage or some shit? You watched that shit way
Luke
faster.
Luke Cage, definitely.
Yeah, you watched that shit way faster than I did.
And
damn.
Luke Cage was amazing. Luke Cage
it was,
so
dude. I still... Yeah, it was good. Soundtracking, everything was, like... I don't know, I definitely thought would say it's up there with Guardians of the Galaxy as far as fun, music, playing while being entertaining. And but then, obviously, their story is super dope. A lot of good...
The actors in Luke Cage was amazing.
Yeah,
so
and
I have faith. I definitely have faith.
And that does, like, do with half the stuff we've been talking about, man. Like, the cast on a lot of these things are, like I said, like, actors you may not even know. At least, like I said, maybe I just don't know everyone like that. But, dude, everyone's delivering and fucking, you know, putting in fucking work. Legion, everyone's on there is fucking good. Like I said, the lead is someone I never heard of. But, dude, he's already captivating enough to... Like I said, dude, and Marvel's obviously be doing that with their main movies. Like, you know, the people aren't, you, like, I don't know, they got the juice, man.
They know what and everybody wants to be a part of a Marvel project now. Like, it's not taboo to be in a superhero genre film or show or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of genre films, we're gonna transition to our little movie reviews. I guess we're not gonna be majorly spoiler heavy on none of these. And I'm just gonna name it, and then I'm gonna see if you've seen it or not. That way, I can get you to see. That way, I can just go off on a little tangent.
Just see gotcha. What's going on.
So the first movie we're gonna talk about, Lego Batman. Have you seen any of that?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I did see the Lego movie right, though. Well. So yeah, I'm hearing good things about it though from people. Go ahead. How do you feel about it?
Well, I've seen it twice so far. It's a nice movie. It's actually, I'm not sure which universe it takes place in, because it seems like, because you know Lego movie, it had that whole meta-textual thing. It's like, oh, we are actually Lego sets in the kid's basement. But I'm assuming the Batman one takes place in the same type of universe. There's no actual real, you know, live action humans in it. So, but Batman movie, Lego Batman movie, no spoilers, nothing like that. The movie is balls to the wall, chuck full of jokes. It does get the jokes stop coming a mile a minute, like towards the end, but that's because they're actually putting heart to the show. To the movie, and I wasn't crying, but I would not be opposed to see another one, or just a straight up Justice League in that universe, because you get spoilers for anybody who doesn't know. But Superman's in it. Superman, Flash, pretty much anybody universe you can think is in that movie.
So pretty much
people like
Lego Batman 2,
people like Condiment King and fucking random characters. Like, I'm talking about characters I don't even know. Like, there's of course you got Bane, Catwoman, and all them other characters that we've seen before. But there's characters that will probably Calendar Man, Kite Man, characters that will never be in a movie.
Oh shit!
That are now, you know, and
everyone got put on a little bit.
This is crazy. And well, I mean, Will Arnett, he does a good job, and Michael Cera plays Dick Grayson, and it's like a different interpretation of Dick Grayson, but it fits so perfectly with that universe, you know.
Okay.
He's just a happy-go-lucky orphan, you know. And it's just crazy. But the movie's definitely good. I'm not sure if it's all the jokes are appropriate, but I'm not sure if all kids will want to sit through it and get them all, because they're so they're like little jokes. They're like jokes that you would only get if you're really paying attention, I guess. We'll play it that way.
Okay.
Like for 10-year-olds maybe. But when it comes to like 6-4-year-olds, they're just looking at the lights and the flashiness, the characters and stuff.
So it's not like Shrek level where they put wild shit in there for obviously the parents. The kids will just be like, what the hell was I watching when I was 10? Because do Shrek balls to the walls? Do they always throw wild shit in there? And that's subtle. But obviously it's, you know, one of the best animated movies.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Team Shrek. Shrek is love.
Shrek is life.
Always.
Somebody.
That's pretty dope. I'll probably check it out. Maybe next episode we'll talk about it together. Or probably I'll just get my thoughts on it. But I'm down to watch it.
It's a pretty alright movie. Will Arnett does a pretty good job. Michael Cera does a good job. Even
that's funny though. Every time I hear Michael Cera and Robin.
Fiennes, who plays. Yeah. But even the guy who plays Alfred does a pretty good job. Rosario Dawson's in it as Barbara Gordon. Batgirl. Even though this is a new turn on Batgirl, because she's going to become commissioner.
Okay.
Jim Gordon, he's retiring. So, it's nice. Oh, let's break it.
What's the next move you got for me?
Alright, well, so let's see. Next movie on the list we have is The Founder. Did you check that out? I told you to check it out. Just check it out, though. Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't even think I looked up a trailer for that one. I didn't even know The Founder. That was about the company, right?
McDonald's
company?
McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you were telling me about it. But yeah, I do need to fucking check that shit out. I'll probably put that number 2 on my list to check out. I think I have something else I need to get to watching. But yeah, from what you told me about it, obviously you said it was like a McDonald's movie. And like, it sounded like, to me, it sounded like pretty much Social, like, Social Network? Is that the freaking Facebook movie?
I guess I'll put it that way. Yeah, it's like the Social Network, but for McDonald's. And it deals with the actual gritted, the real gritty reality of how, the guy who basically took McDonald's, it was like a local idea for a couple of guys. And then he just basically stole their whole idea and made it his own.
Damn. So that's pretty much like the synopsis, and that's like a true story you said too, huh? Did it make you ever want?
Yeah, based on
make
true story.
You say fuck a McDouble after that?
Yeah, but it made me just not ever want to eat McDonald's ever again.
Oh, shit.
I would have to fuck a McDouble. McChicken's already spoken for.
Damn.
That might have been viral marketing for that. You never know.
Yeah, who fucking knows, right? 60 seconds. Everyone loves the scumbags and the assholes. They're like, you know what? Hell yeah. The dogs. Nah. So is it a?
But
you said it's a must watch, right? Or you should watch it.
It's a nice one of those movies you can watch with like your girlfriend, anybody. Like that it doesn't. For people who don't really like watching like you know any genre films, action movies, and actually want to you know it. I don't know. It feels like a. I wouldn't say Oscar movie, but it definitely has some crazy shit.
Like Wolf of Wall Street, McDonald's.
Wolf, yeah, basically, yep. It's not that, like explicit.
Wow, but they try to go there.
You get to see. Basically, it's letting you know, like in America, if you're an asshole, you'll go far. You'll go far in this world. If you just really don't give a fuck about anybody else or their feelings or how to do, like the law makes it to where you don't have to give a fuck about people's feelings to get shit done. Because basically at the end of the movie, he admits to like, oh yeah, I didn't come up with anything. I just took your idea and expanded it. But at the end of the movie, they settle out of court, and he just gives them like $1 million a piece.
Bam. Yep. I guess you could say that's not bad, but you know, $1 million compared to the billions.
But look at
right?
McDonald's. Exactly. One thing they drop on you in the movie is like, one thing they drop on you is McDonald's is the largest real estate holder in America.
Damn.
Because where all the franchises own, McDonald's, the corporation owns that land they're on. So they own the most land in America.
Gotcha. Hey. So we live in McDonald land, is what you're saying.
Pretty much. Basically, that's basically the point of that movie. All right, cool. So for the next movie, speaking of assholes and people with psychopathy and some type of fucked up personalities, Split. Have you seen that movie yet?
No. We did go in depth about it a little bit, so definitely I want to suggest everyone watch episode 1. But come back to your boy on episode 3, and we're actually about to dive into that, because that is on my number one, I tease that, that's on my number one movies to watch right now. Because
yes,
I think...
Sure.
I think it's going
to
be...
I've been trying to get you to watch for the last 2 weeks, man.
Exactly. I replaced it with Legion.
The last 3 weeks.
Because I didn't watch Legion last episode. Huh. So I did watch Legion, and that's what took its place. Legion was so worth it that I'm actually glad I watched it first. Because...
Yes,
Because I'm going into Split, win or lose, I'm like, cool. I actually feel like I have a nice-ass show to watch with Legion. You know? And that's what I mean. It's always good, you know, when you're busy doing your shit, you know. And that's pretty much what this whole podcast is about, you know, chilling with, you know, with your boys in the Burger Milk Lounge. It's like you sitting back.
Burger Milk Lounge.
Yeah, time is infinite. So we're sitting in here in the Hyperbolic Burger Lounge, kicking it, you know. But yeah, definitely Split is on my list.
Responded to popular culture.
Exactly. Definitely Split is on my list. You know.
All right, well, since I already talked about that in the first episode, hint, hint, plug.
That's fine.
I guess we're, well, that's done with all the little movie reviews. I'm just going to talk, we're just going to sit here and, I guess, list off some movies that we're kind of hyped for that's coming out soon. The first one I have, it's a movie that's actually already out in theaters, it came out Friday, is the new Jordan Peele, the directorial debut from Jordan Peele. It's Get Out.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Tell me how you feel about wanting to go see that.
Okay, so the trailer was actually pretty cool. I feel like I've seen the screen grab for that, or maybe the movie poster before, but I didn't really know what was going on. But yeah, I just saw, you know, Jordan Peele doing a lot of interviews lately, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then, like you said, it was directorial debut. But the trailer was pretty much, I think they call it a thriller horror movie, a horror film, or something like that. So I think that's what they call it. And dude, this shit is not only scary, actually probably looks legitimately kind of scary. Dude, I hope he really gets to shine. Cause dude, just from the way the trailer was edited, I was like, okay, this dude's gonna have some nice kind of cuts. I mean, Key & Peele is definitely a good show, and they definitely have like crazy dramatic moments where they, like, you know, they go full in with some of their sketches, like,
they,
at least production value, and all that kind of
heavy
stuff. Yeah, so you can see not the same, like the parallel. I guess you could say the parallel, because I don't want to say it's the same the way the show was when I was watching it, because I definitely didn't think of the show when I watched the trailer. It's just that, like, I can see maybe the show times 10 when I see the trailer from when, like, from those portions when they do get serious and go, like, you know, goofy ham. But, nah, dude, it seems like he's about to have fun with this. I kind of feel like, is he, like, a crazy, like, scary movie head? Like, does he like a lot of scary movies? Because I don't know, man.
That's what I heard.
Okay, because I'm like, he must,
Dude, there are some skits in Key & Peele that seem like, dude, this is some horror movie shit, for real.
Yeah, because, dude, he must be, like, a scary movie fan. At least I get that essence, because, dude, quick way to summarize what you'll see, it seems like a scary movie, it's like a black, white people scary movie. Like,
It's definitely got racial, like, it's got
racial
commentary.
Come on, yeah, of course.
That's the whole crux of the movie.
That's definitely the whole crux of the movie. Like, so it's not even, like, a weird thing, trust me. It's, pretty much the main character is black, you know, the black guy who's going to go visit his girlfriend's hometown. And obviously, it's an interracial relationship, so she's white. So pretty much, they're going to, like, some kind of suburban, you know, city. And, I guess, you know, his friend's just like, yeah, the Hamptons type yeah, pretty much. And then he's like, oh, man, you know, his friend's like, oh, man, a lot of people are going missing up there. A lot of brothers. So obviously, they're going to be comical with it. But then again, like, dude, it's so fucking funny. Because it's just like, because they're going to scare. I see them scaring you with the funniest stuff. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I can see them doing the jump scare, like, do you want some wine? And it's just like, ah! I don't want no crackers and wine.
Dude, I'll say from the trailer, the one funniest part is when the dude's just running full sprint at him. Just. And then he takes that hard ass right at the last second.
Yeah.
That had me sold on the movie right there. That's pretty awesome. Like, yeah, I'm definitely checking this out. I think the end of the trailer gives a little too much away, but I'm still, if that's the trailer, then the movie is going to be insane.
Yeah, it's going to be insane, but still funny. I think if we think he's going to find
tense.
A way to do
it's going
to
be really tense.
Emotional roller coaster tense, yeah. But it's still going to, like, obviously it's going to have sprinkles of funny, but even if it doesn't, dude, it's still going to make you probably laugh, for sure. But nah, dude, that's definitely, seems like a pretty dope movie, man. I'm actually excited for that one.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice balance, because he's got to find a way to do this movie without pissing off a lot of people.
Of course, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're going to have that not all white people or bad people at the end of the movie at some point.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, because if not, the movie wouldn't be a major motion picture film. It would be at Sundance or some shit. You know. But it definitely seems like a dope movie, man. And it seems fun, especially for a debut. I bet, like, you just need to get something like this off your chest, man. Like, so, like I said, you just because it's a debut, obviously, I don't take people as amateurs. But, dude, hopefully he can have fun, man. Because I like it when people, like, them make movies, like funny TV show, kind of diverse. Like, even freaking, like the watching the Marlon Wayans films, like the ones like he directed and produced, dude, they're still fun to watch, man. Mm-hmm. But they're fucking like, and like I said, they all been kind of the with the haunted house.
Shades Black.
Oh, I didn't see that one, but the
okay.
Like, hey, I didn't see that one.
Right. Haunted House was funny. The first one was funny. I don't think I've seen the second one. I've seen the second one. Yeah. Second one's when he's fucking the doll, right?
Yeah, this dude fucking wild.
I couldn't handle that right there. I couldn't handle that. Yeah. I'm like, nigga, what are you doing? Right. He's going in on that, dude. That was the most explicit sex scene. Like,
exactly.
He was sweating and shit.
Dude,
but yeah.
Take a drink break. No, that dude is whole. But I'm saying, but like, hey, but dude, that's his fucking movie. He made it the way he wanted to do it. So, like, hey, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. But no, that's just hilarious.
I couldn't make it through 50 Shades of Black. I started the first 20 minutes and I was just like, I can't do this. Not hating on him, though. Like, he's a fucking funny ass actor. Like, think about it. Think about any of the other Waynes that are still doing anything.
That's true. He's definitely the most consistently working one. I mean, obviously, you know, he's produced those films himself, like, out of his own pocket type shit.
Yeah, his own pocket, he's making the money, man.
Yeah, dude, so I definitely respect that, too. But, nah, dude, Get Out seems like a funny movie. I feel like, I'm hyped for Dude. I feel like I'm definitely going to watch it just to support. It's like one of those, why not? I can spend my money on worse shit, good or bad. I'm like, it's like, you know what? Here, check it. I'm here to check it out.
Yeah. Exactly.
But then, like I said,
I'm
then
not
like,
opposed to
it. And then underlying, it's like it's still kind of it's a little inspiring too. It's like, dude, yeah, fuck it, like the you know, don't get pigeonholed and like just doing TV. Always, you know, think of a next challenge or obstacle or something to do. Like I said, man, he did that show for years. And he probably was itching to make movies, but you know, it's work and it's time and consistency. So, and like, what didn't these dudes come from? Like fucking Mad TV type shit, like you know, sketch comedy, like Key and Peele and all them.
Oh, Jordan Peele and Key and Peele. Yeah, they definitely started out on Mad TV.
Yeah.
Well, from what I know, I don't. Yeah.
Exactly right. So,
and that I'm talking, and that wasn't. They weren't even like the original cast. They weren't even the second original cast. They were like the third cast.
Yeah,
like
so.
The third set of cast. So,
hey man,
like the people who made it get like fucking canceled.
Yeah,
you know,
like I said, man. So it's like,
but
hey,
they still had some good,
yeah. It's like I said, keep your head down. Keep, you know, keep sharpening your craft.
A lot of I saw. I was watching an interview of Arias Spears trying to say like that Key and Peele are the white people's black comedians. Basically, I was like, damn, that's kind of fucked up.
Yeah, I like.
Like they're white people,
but it's
friendly,
like,
I guess. I don't know.
But it's Arias
Spears saying
it.
This, so.
It did, so you hear a little salt in it. Yeah, I know what you mean. But I mean, like
yeah,
I said,
he
I,
said
I,
he had
I,
to be,
I,
yeah.
I do get what he's saying, but it's like, man, can they help it though? I don't know, man. It's like when those people are just like, dude, like, why do you talk like that? Or it's like, oh, dude, like you just like the whole, you know,
yeah.
Talk white thing. It's
they
like,
can't help.
Hey, what if they can't help that shit? You know, they can't help it. They're just, you know. You know,
articulate the way they are, yeah.
And then, I mean, like I said, they are like mixed too, so it's like they got freaking real grandmas or grandpas that are like, you know, white, so but hey, it is what it is. But obviously, you know, it is. I know what he means, though. I don't know how he exactly said it, though. So I would have to.
I mean, he did say he had to be careful how he answered it because he don't want to be salty or salty like you're saying, or he's jealous or nothing, you know.
He gets that pretty quick though, just because some of the stuff he said in the past. So I understand his. I don't know. I just listen to people and let them talk. You know, fuck what you said yesterday.
Right.
You know. I mean, obviously, you know. It's,
I
know,
get.
You say
I totally
to
get
words.
What he's saying though.
Yeah. But definitely, regardless, though, I'm hyped. So both of the boys are putting in work. Dudes, and you got Key is in freaking the Predator movie, and now you got your boy Peele directing his own movie.
I just saw a movie last week with Key and Michael Key in it. It was called Don't Think Twice. It's a
oh yeah.
Just throwing that out there. It's a movie called Don't Think Twice. It's got a lot of. It's like It's got like Kate McCucci in it, Michael Biberoni or whatever. It's basically a movie about. It's got the girl who played Bree and not Bree, but it was one of the girls from Community. But yeah, it's basically about an improv troupe, trying to make it through the world, and then two of their members basically get an audition at like Weekend Live, basically Saturday Night Live. And it shows you how, like, the improv group tries to stick together through this after one of them makes it and stuff.
Okay.
And, like, how do they stick together? It was a pretty alright movie. Like, it's, like, improv, filmed improv doesn't seem as funny as it probably would be if you're actually in the crowd. But it was a pretty alright movie. I liked it. I liked the message. It was nice.
Okay.
You know? But hey. That was just an extra little thing. Keegan-Michael Key, he's making moves, you know? So the next movie on the list that hasn't come out yet technically is the James Gunn new film, the Belko Experiment.
Dude,
you can start off with this one.
Yeah, so the Belko Experiment. Think of, if you're a big fan of Steve Carell, think of The Office. if you also are a big fan of horror movies type shit, think of The Purge. It's like The Office and The Purge combined. And then obviously you can kind of say like Saul type shit, you know, because, you know, they put you in tense situations where you're forced to do, you know, things outside of the constructs you already know.
Right.
You know, they're always
considered social norms or whatever.
Yeah. Moral challenges. Mm-hmm. You know. Like, you know, a lot of moral code breaking. So pretty much, they're inside some kind of work facility, kind of corporate office cubicle type. And somehow, someone starts the game. Because remember, we're talking about a Saul movie that's in the office. So someone starts the game somehow and blows someone's fucking head up. Because, you know, every worker that gets hired there gets a chip in their head. Because, you know, that's normal. But,
Right.
And they're pretty much saying, like, they pretty much start securing the facility where they're working at to pretty much become a prison or, you know, war dome. And it starts off with, like, if you guys don't kill 6 of your coworkers, we're going to kill 12. So then obviously they're just like, yeah, whatever, you know. And then that's when I think the first guy's head blows up. And then they're just like, okay, so now they fucking mean business. Whoever it is watching,
right, good,
the almighty
good.
Voice, the
shit's
almighty
real.
Guy. Yeah, so shit's real now. So then obviously, you could say the protagonist is going to be like, you know, the one that's like, you know, guys, let's not, you know, kill each other. And there's always going to be that one dude that's just like, fuck this shit. And he's going to be the first one with a stapler, throwing that shit across the office. And push pins, oh yeah. Be careful around the coffee. Someone's going to splash it in your face. Hot as fuck. Like, so they're pretty much going to be in an all-out war. But then, obviously, the trailer, it doesn't give away too much. But the trailer, it shows some graphic stuff. And then next thing you know, you hear the trailer say something like, if you don't kill 20, we're going to kill 40. And I'm just like, well, first off, how many fucking people are in this building? You know, payroll must be ridiculous. That's what I just said. You know, fuck it. These guys ain't doing shit for us. Let's get them out of here. But then I'm like, okay, confirming they're gonna kill six people off top. It definitely seems like it's gonna be a movie that you can expect to spiral out of control and get wild as fuck really soon. Which doesn't sound like a bad movie technically, because it's definitely probably gonna be way better than the Purge movies or any kind of anything like that I've probably seen over the last, you know, a few years. Like, because I'm saying the Purge movies weren't, like, bad, but not, you know, because if you mix all those elements, like the Saws and all that shit, I'm like, you know what? James Gunn?
Exactly. It looks definitely good. I noticed there was a couple actors in there that I've seen. There's the dude who plays Dr. Cox in, like, Scrubs.
Oh, yes, dude.
He's in there.
I couldn't wait to start saying
I don't know
his
if
name.
You watched.
Because he's definitely going to be...
I don't know if you watched Silicon Valley.
No.
But there's a Big Head from Silicon Valley. He's in there.
Okay. But yeah, Dr. Cox being in there is so perfect. Because, you know, he's definitely that office prick. that in that situation, you're like, because you know, I mean, that you already know everyone who watches that movie are gonna go back to work. Like, yeah, if some shit like that happened, I would fuck you up. You the first one to go.
Yeah, you desperate. Yeah, basically, dude, just like how the Purge.
Yeah, of course.
Think.
Uh-huh.
What would I do?
Because, dude, the Belko experiment has happened in everyone's mind who works in America. If you have a 9-to-5, you've lived the Belko experiment in your mind.
No one can hide from my sight.
Because at one of the places I worked, we even had this concept that we called the office. which was pretty much like, you know, one of the three rules of the office, which, you know, obviously, you know, can't be discussed. But pretty much the office was your Belko experiment. I was like, yo, who would you bring into the office? But, exactly. So,
there's a concept to do what? Who would you kill in the office, or who would you just bring to the office?
It was just gladiator style. Like, you know,
oh, okay.
Fisticuffs. Gladiator
damn,
style in the
now.
Office. Yeah, I know, you totally missed
you're
me.
Running.
It's all good. But, no, so or someone's, obviously, you know, you're just like, so... You know, people always had, you know, work beefs and all that kind of stuff. So it's definitely a lot of people are going to be like, oh, yeah, man. That shit is crazy. Nah, it seems like a cool movie. But yeah, Dr. Cox is like definitely the office prick character. Like, you don't even like, he has to be that character already. So you can see him being one of the first people to get ready to break. Like, dude, fuck this. My head is not getting explode. And then, you know, you can
he's
see him
snapping
you can
somebody's
see,
neck real quick.
Yeah, you can see him being the initiator of the aggressive side. At least one of the few people in the office that will do that. He's not trying to have peace. He's trying to get this shit over with so he can go home. Let's get these six lives done with. Let's bounce. But, no, it definitely seems like a crazy wild movie.
My team needs me.
What? I mean, like
I mean
said,
it's
why,
James
why?
Gunn, so I definitely trust it.
Oh no, yeah, like
because there's the only movie I've seen of his besides Guardians is a movie called Slither. And that movie is pretty fucking crazy.
I would have to double check with Slither because the name sounds familiar. I'll have to double check what the fuck that movie is.
It's about this guy, like these alien creatures getting in this dude, and they're like these slug-looking things.
Yeah, see, that's
kind
of see.
Wild movie.
I didn't know he directed that movie because, like I said, it sounded familiar. But yeah, definitely, he said James Gunn. Like, you know, he's killing it with the Marvel Guardians of the Galaxy films. So. I wonder what, like,
yes.
The schedule is to shoot, because, you know, obviously that movie's coming out. He has two movies off rip coming out this year. So I wonder what the filming schedule is like that, you know. Because obviously I'm sure, I don't know, I don't know, I kind of wonder, like those are kind of just, I don't know, maybe it's common knowledge for some people. I just kind of want to know, like, how does he balance, you know, filming. He has, like I said, two movies that he directed comes out this year. So, like, what's the planning process, like? How do you accomplish that? Obviously, this movie looks a little bit less hectic than, you know, Guardians. Like, obviously, it doesn't seem like they probably recorded this as long as they recorded that. And then, it kind of also reminds me of, like, that one Cloverfield movie, that second Cloverfield movie. And, like, I didn't watch it, but... Well, wasn't that like a J.J. Abrams movie, and then he still did like you know all the other shit movies, like all the movies he did, like Star Wars.
10 Clover. You talking about 10 Cloverfield Lane?
Yeah, because I mean, just for like
that. He didn't direct that movie. It was actually a movie called. Had a different name, but then they said it fits the Cloverfield universe.
Okay.
So they just put 10 Cloverfield Lane on it.
Uh-huh.
Put the Cloverfield name on it. They gave it that Cloverfield boost.
Oh yeah, of course. Cause yeah, I mean, like I said, from what I saw, like most of that movie was like kind of like in a bunker. So I'd imagine shooting a movie like that can still be cool and crazy and compelling, but like it's not as crazy as you know green screen stages and you know and like all that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know, like that shit's just crazy.
But yeah, okay. Well, we have one more movie that we have to talk about that's coming out. And I'm pretty sure if you know us, you already know what this movie is.
Hey.
It's Logan.
Yes.
Comic book movie that I'm, like, low-key. It seems like March, these last couple years, have been prime, like, movie slates. It seems like we don't even get, like, summer's happening faster and faster and faster.
Yeah.
Or, now
yeah.
It's happening in...
I know what you mean by that.
Like, because, what, 2 years ago was Kingsman, last year was Deadpool, in February.
Yeah, it was Valentine's Day, right?
Now this year is... Yeah.
Watch out for that door. System repair. And checking in.
Yeah, that's definitely dope.
So, like, I'm definitely hyped for this movie. Remember that turret?
Justice. But as far as Logan, I did, like I said, I saw the trailer. And like I said, watching, cause especially since, you know, I guess they're, like, obviously detaching and everything for this movie and just, like, making a raw movie. I don't know, dude. Like I said, Legion has me hope. Has hope for me from that whole side of Marvel that I kind of forget when it comes to live action. You know? At this point, it's just kind of like, eh. Like I said, I still haven't seen Apocalypse. Who knows what's going on? Obviously, Logan is... Definitely, like, Logan and Deadpool... Definitely kind of give me hope from that side, except Legion. Give me a little hope.
Logan, it looks really good. When I saw that first trailer, that Johnny Cash song, covered song, fit perfectly. This looks like the most emotional X-Men movie. It looks like the most self-contained,
which
is actually a lovely, like, and then it's got Professor X in it, which looks, Professor X looks fucking old, which I love.
Dude,
you know what I'm saying?
It definitely looks.
It looks like he's been
self-contained, personal. Shit, even Wolverine looks rough. And, you know, at that point, for Wolverine was old, you know. They've obviously been through some shit. But then also, yeah, I'm like, damn, they got an old freaking Professor X in there, pretty much in a wheelchair. Like, like an old, raggedy, rusty metal, like, what is that freaking Texas Chainsaw Walker? Exactly. Texas Chainsaw Walker. Wheelchair.
Massacre.
Come get him, boys!
Yeah, see? And, like, one thing about the trailer that I did, somebody kind of spoiled me on it, but I'm kind of glad I know this going in. I don't think Professor X is going to be in the movie that much, that long. I think that might be the catalyst for him actually going to, because it seems like he's trying to run away, but then at the end, they're just going to have to come straight
face his
through.
Problems. Yeah.
So, yeah, but
he's going to be the
movie,
pop of the movie.
Yeah. So if anybody doesn't want to get spoiled, I suggest skip to the next thing. But the problem with Professor X, he's getting old in there. He's in the movie, he's old, and he's starting to get like dementia, and he's starting to have like seizures. So that's why there's that scene in the trailer where, like, you see Logan, or whatever you want to call him, he's crawling on the ground, and you see Professor X with the two guys around him with guns next to him, and they're just, like, standing there, and everybody's at whole screen shaking, and everybody's like, because, like, Professor X is having these seizures, and it's causing, like, this big giant, like, he's basically just fucking the world up around him, you know, without even trying. He's losing control of his powers because he's so old. And I'm thinking, and to me, I was like, man, we've never actually seen, like any older mutants. We've never seen them get that old to where, like, what are the problems for mutants, you know?
Yeah.
We never got to that point.
Because they're physical, like, organic people just like us, and we're just the mutants are just the evolution of humans. So, just because, like, you know, we're evolving and rid of our problems as humans, we obviously will still take on some as, you know, we evolve. So, yeah, I get that. Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, but his dementia or whatever the hell he's having, that's way worse, and it's crazy. I think that movie's gonna be amazing. Like,
I'm not expecting it
to be crazy, but the only thing is I find funny is, like, damn, they have to get Wolverine to fight in the fucking forest every movie. Like, that's like quota right there. Have to. If he's not running through trees with his claws out,
he's not a Wolverine.
He's not doing that.
He's not embracing his animal instincts.
No.
And a tank better be blowing up while he's in the air with all six claws out.
If he doesn't have a tank top, what is that, yellow suit? What the hell is that?
Right?
That yellow. What the fuck?
But it is crazy though, because I'm kind of like, you know. Because I guess, like, you know, all mutants seem like they're gone or extinct or they lost the battle, and obviously Wolverine can just, like, outlive disaster for more or less. Because, you know, yeah, he's been around for ages.
Problems of being pretty much immortal.
Yeah. You see everyone suffer, and then you outlive the, you know, the hardship just through time and pain. But, yeah, it is kind of crazy, because, like, oh shit, what happened? Where's everyone at?
Oh, but another thing, and another reason why I think, like, since you said this is another reason why I'm like, yeah, this has to be its own universe, is because I believe it's in the second trailer, we get to see that the girl who's going to be playing X-23 or whatever, she's got, like, X-Men comic books with her. So in this universe, they have, like, the X-Men are, like, a superhero
already
team.
Existed.
With
yeah.
Already, yeah, but they have their own comic books and shit. It's like, what the hell? Yeah. I wonder how far. I'm pretty sure they said this is 2030. Pretty sure that's what they said this was.
But so, Xbox shit could have been going on in like the 50s, so. You know? You know what I mean? So, you know.
Exactly. So I was just like, yeah, this is crazy. Anyway, but. That's pretty much it for the movies, and that's pretty much it for everything I had written down. We can,
I did want to go into...
The next topic is just usually... Yeah, go ahead.
I did want to go into one movie, because I know you had a list. But one movie that... I don't know if we talked about it on the last episode, but we can't talk about this, because I did see a trailer. I don't know if it was new. But it was a fucking new Power Rangers trailer, dude. I don't know if it was new, but I just saw a trailer the other day. And yeah, dude. How are you feeling about the Power Rangers? The new one that's coming out.
The new I'm keeping an open mind about it. People were saying they love the suits. I personally don't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't personally. I don't love the suits. They're not as bad as they could be.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I'm an old school, you know, Power Rangers fan, and those, like, the movie suits. When I first saw those on the screen, and I knew those weren't the suits from the TV show. I'm like, no, these aren't. I'm like, these are brand new, they're fucking nice and shiny, and then the ninja suits on top of that? Come on,
Ooh.
Man. They couldn't get any fresher than that.
Dude, my goal, you know, before I perish is definitely to dress up as Halloween as one of those ninjas from Power Rangers. That was always my goal as a kid, but I'm like, dude, fuck it. I can wear it now, it'll be fresh, and then I'll just fucking learn how to do some kicks and shit. Full meta. It's cosplay now. It ain't dressing up. What are you talking about?
The double-footed twirl kick.
Oh,
like the Tommy does. Like where he puts his feet out. He jumps, stretches
wires.
His legs out, and just starts spinning.
Drill
just
kick.
Starts
yeah.
Spinning. That's the best. Like, what the hell? Like,
and then
Jesus,
someone gets bicycle
physics.
Kicked until their chest explodes. What the hell?
Yes. Yeah. It was whoever the... Wasn't the Yellow Ranger who did that?
Possibly, but I remember just kicks to the chest.
I just remember... Yeah. And that was definitely Mortal Kombat time, so...
Yeah. But, dude, definitely... I'm overly optimistic for this new movie, and I'm kind of almost all in. Dude, I think it's going to be a good movie, and I think... I don't see how it's not going to be enjoyable, dude. I like everything that's kind of going on right now. Because I feel like... If you gave me a chance to do something like that, nigga, I am gonna put earmuffs on and headphones, and I'm gonna make the Power Rangers movie I want. Like, the fans is cool and all, but it's like, dude, hey, y'all done made a mistake giving me the keys if y'all don't want to go where I want to go. So,
yes.
I appreciate him, like, whoever's directing it, just doing what they want. Cause I mean, like,
yeah.
even Michael Bay, like, he's ruining movies, people say, but I'm like, dude, if
he's
I was in his shoes,
do.
I would do what I fucking wanted as well.
And another thing, he makes fucking billions, $1 billion per movie. So, like, dude, don't give a fuck.
Yeah, they don't care about your fandom.
Still gonna go see it, so.
But I get it though.
They can't really, you know,
start everything. It's just crazy.
Yeah, but people, you gotta pay. You gotta save with your wallet, man.
Yeah, sure.
Apparently, nobody cares really.
I mean, if they're making $1 billion, fans are saying something. Unless,
yeah.
You know, oh, they're not real fans, though.
Unless, oh, they're just, you know, yeah, just the general population. Well, the general population got Tyler Perry career, so you can't be, you know?
Yeah.
I've got you in my sights.
But I definitely would say I'm fucking with the new Power Ranger movie. I think it's gonna be, I don't know, I think it's gonna be dope. I think I'm gonna like what they do with it. I don't know.
I think I might.
I don't have nothing to be negative about right now.
The characters look, yeah, the characters look cool. Billy, I like how they switched it up a little bit. Billy's the black dude, and you know, the Asian Power Rangers, the Black Ranger. I like that. I like how they just, you know, fuck it. It's not gonna be the same movie. They're just using the same names, yes, but it's not the same movie, you know.
But like I said, I'm cool with it. I like what they're doing. The outfits, dude, everything. I don't have a problem with it. Like, it's, I don't know, dude. I like the concept and like the world they're building using the Power Ranger ID. Like, even like the little fan-made thing that everyone was talking about. Like, yeah, that shit was cool.
The Power Slash Rangers. It was cool. People but apparently try to say it was a joke. I'm like, I didn't get that was a joke. It seemed like.
I get what they're saying about, like, the joke thing, but, like, you know, I guess the director was saying something like he could make it hardcore if he wants. Like, I guess he kind of did it with, like, a flex. Kind of, I guess maybe that's what they're talking about. Like, oh, it's kind of like a joke, like a sarcastic joke or something. Like, you know, it's like, why be good at ballet? You know, just, like, you learn to be good at ballet for sarcasm type shit.
Yes, that will. I know what you're talking about. That's from,
other guy.
I can't remember. Yes, yeah, he did plies and shit. Just one of the other guys. So, dude, that movie is a hidden gem. I'm telling you, hidden gem.
It is. So maybe that's, like, the thing that there's people talking about, like, oh, that thing is a joke. Because, dude, that's what I think about when people say that. And then, like, it's like, okay, he's just doing Pearl West. Be like, oh, yeah, Power Rangers is so ridiculous and stupid. But, nah, it's regardless, it was dope. But then again, like I said, that was dude's. Obviously, he didn't get official rights to do it, but he still did the Power Rangers the way he wanted to. It just so happens it hit. It can also happen to where people are like, oh, that shit's garbage. Because imagine if they made a movie like that. People are like, what the fuck did they do to the Power Rangers? They got guns and they killing shit? Oh my god, that's terrible. Why would they
Why
do that?
Zach got hookers and coke everywhere.
Yeah. What the fuck? But no, who freaking knows why some things catch on some don't. Like I said, so far, hey, just like the whole, remember, like, talking about the Teenage Mutant Turtles being like aliens or something like that. I'm like, hey, I mean, how they want to do they?
What people understand is like the ooze comes from somewhere, like in the I'm pretty sure in the comic books the ooze is like a runoff from Dimension X or some shit.
Exactly. Yeah, the ooze itself that changes them is kind of like, yeah, it's like extraterrestrial. And like I said, like obviously it's, you know, anything that has a comic can be interpreted many ways, anyways.
Yeah, that's what people understand. There's so many different versions of Ninja Turtles, like ridiculous amounts. So, anybody's inspiration can come from anywhere. Anything can be adapted to be anything.
But definitely, that's pretty much all I wanted to throw in there. I'm definitely stoked for the new Power Rangers movie. I don't see how it's not going to be a good movie to watch at all. I think it's going to be. Like I said, we're gonna probably be watching all this other stuff.
Cool for it.
It's probably one of my.
It can't be any worse than the Jim and Holograms reboot or whatever the hell that was supposed to be.
The Jim and Hologram. What?
Jim and Holograms.
What the hell is that?
That movie came out like last year. You know it's like some old cartoon that they made into a movie last year. It's about these girls who sing or you know, do rock or whatever.
Yeah, I never heard of that shit at all.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's basically, like, came out around the same time, like, He-Man and all that shit was out.
Gotcha. But I did see, and you know, one of the trailers they had Zordon, and I'm like, okay, I ain't mad at it.
He looks straight, he looks alright.
I ain't mad at it. I don't know. Like I said, I'm getting jiggy with it. What I'm saying, it's cool.
Oh, I've got you in my sights.
I'm down for it.
Especially nowadays too. I see so many like, you know, fan made things.
These dudes are
about like, you know, Dragon Ball Z and like all this other stuff. It's like, hey man,
I can't give an evolution. I can't get evolution a pass though. Like, come on.
What's evolution?
Can't give that.
Oh no. Yeah, I mean
Dragon Ball evolution.
Hey, it is what it is. Homie try something and it flopped. You take that risk when you be a part of something and you craft. Hey.
Yeah, you're right.
But imagine how hopefully, regardless of the reception, hopefully the director feels satisfied with at least his vision and his product. I think that's more important. Well, it sucks when obviously they're playing in the sand and it affects, you know, our castle, but it's all good. You know, at the end of the day, fuck it. They gave homie a shot with the license. You got to think about it. You know, 1,000 people approved on that movie.
There's an actual Dragon Ball. There's actually a Dragon Ball Evolution video game. Honestly, I didn't have a problem with the redesigns for that movie or nothing like that. I just had a problem with the story. Like the you know, Yoshi, Master Roshi was cool.
Krillin
was dope.
The girl
played Bulma. The way they did capsules. Krillin wasn't in that movie.
Exactly, he wasn't.
I was about to say, like, hold on, what? He's the most perfect thing about that movie. Something they didn't touch. I will protect the They did fuck up on that. Like, you can't call it Dragon Ball without fucking Krillin.
That is a little weird. That's but, the yeah, thing. I know.
They try to. At first, I was confused because, you know, I didn't really watch Dragon Ball like that, or I didn't watch it to the end. So I didn't know Piccolo was a villain at the end of the movie. I didn't know. At the end of the series, I had no idea of that. So when I heard they were making Piccolo a bad guy, my first instinct was like, what the fuck?
Hey, dude, you're a Dragon Ball Z person, which is cool. Like I said, I definitely learned backwards after Dragon Ball Z. I definitely caught up with Dragon Ball. And like I said, dude, I got homies who are catching Dragon Ball Super right now, and it's dope because like you even have kids now who I think about like, oh yeah, dude, they freaking get to catch this, but then they get to go back and watch, you know, Z and Super. So dude, it's still dope. Like I tried watching Dragon Ball all the way through. It was kind of too slow. I was a little bit younger, so maybe I can be like, you know what, now it's a good time for me to maybe slow down and just sit back and watch it. But dude, I tried watching it. It's hard after watching Dragon Ball Z. It's so slow and boring. I think it's easier to go watching Dragon Ball Z if you first watch Super, though.
The first two arcs of Dragon Ball is nice, though. I do like the first two arcs of Dragon Ball. Like I think it's the first one is like when he's on. They're just looking for the Dragon Balls, and then the Red Ribbon Army. But then after that, I just couldn't keep going. After the tournament, I think it's after the first tournament when you see Master Roshi, like, he calls himself Jackie Chan or some shit. In that
oh,
suit.
Yeah. Something like that.
And he blows up the fucking moon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah. Okay, well, next thing on the list is just games. And that's... After that, I'm ready to... I mean, we're done.
Yeah, dude, we've been filming for a while. It's like last time, dude. It's about 2-hour podcast every time we talk. Which is cool.
It happens.
People have drives. Man. You know, people have work. It's
Watch
cool,
out for that
man.
Tree.
You know, you know, it is what it is, you know. It's always good to have something to listen to in the background, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not too worried. It's not crazy. It's always cool. But, games, what did you want to bring up? Something that's upcoming? Something that you're digging right now? Something that we can look forward to?
There's no script. There's no guidelines. There's any... Well, I guess I can... Since you gave me the floor... I can get
there
on my little soapbox and say a little something about a game that I'm kind of interested in that I could have played the beta of it this weekend, but I didn't feel like spending time downloading it just to play for 2 days.
Yeah,
which is mostly a problem with these betas. But the new Ghost Recon Wildlands, I know I saw it at E3 and it looked actually pretty nice. You know, it looked pretty much just like the Division, but it's way more open world. I definitely.
Oh,
can't
is that what
wait.
It's supposed to be about? It's supposed to be like Division open world. I probably would have downloaded it then. I saw it, but I was like, man, Ghost Recon and Tom Clancy type games, you know, like all that kind
of. It's got
just,
to
like,
say, it's like, you're like a it's like a team type of thing. Like you're in this like you're trying to infiltrate this Mexican cartel or whatever, or you're taking it down. You're like the DEA in Mexico, basically. You're going down, taking down all these operations. You can like there's bases you have to go to. You can take helicopters there, motorcycles there, a whole bunch of different ways to take down people. You can use drones to like spot people before you get there. A whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah,
it's definitely it's co-op too. So like, it's world's sky's the limit, you know.
Yeah. Co-op, online only. Damage boost engaged. Five games. But
Yeah,
I thought about it. I saw it on there, and I was thinking, like, is this the game for me? Like I said, 2 days online weekend. Like, that is how I got into Overwatch, though. So I definitely can't knock that style, or I definitely can't knock it. But I do know what you mean. Sometimes it's like. A little much.
Like, especially when you're trying to, like, organize it with a group, and especially if you're doing it with randos, like, a whole bunch of random people, get, like, a little pissed. You could be pissed at
your,
people.
Yeah,
like,
your little beta
shit.
Is like, man, this game's whack. Your experience, at least, you know? So, yeah, I guess I know what you mean. But we did have fun last week. We did have fun with Rocket League, though, so that was dope.
That's why I do like how Xbox is doing that. Like they, like I just like that period. Like you can start playing games before they're even out.
It's good, man.
People complain about that because they're like, oh, it just gives developers. But for games like that that are by AAA developers and they're giving betas, okay. But then there's certain developers who will never finish the game just so they can keep getting that early access money and shit. You know?
Yeah. We're expanding the game, making it better. Like, all right. Well, I hope. Well, I guess.
I'm like, don't charge me for a game that's not finished yet.
Yeah, that's a weird conversation because I feel like I'm biased depending on the game a lot with that kind of host shit. But one game
I have to enjoy it. Fuck it.
For sure, is Ukulele. That's probably. One of them, because I said right now I'm kind of just playing a bunch of stuff, but as far as new games, I'll probably be the number one new game I think I'm probably going to buy this year at the moment that I can think of. It's fucking obviously a whole bunch of extra rare employees, rare company that is a video game developer, you know, made tons of classics, Banjo-Kazooies, pretty much what this game is going to be a successor to. For more or less, it's gonna have the same, vibe of it.
A spiritual sequel, or whatever they call it, spiritual successor.
Yeah. So it's pretty much gonna be one of those kind of situations, and it's definitely I think it's crowdfunded as well. Because like I said, a bunch of people who used to work with the company got together, started their own. So I think it was a Kickstarter game, or at least funded through Kickstarter. Isn't what you want to call it, but hey, dude, I'm pumped for it. I was kind of pumped for another game with the same style. It was the Mighty No. 9. I don't know, dude. I ended up just never playing it, dude. My hype just.
I heard that game was not so great.
And then it's like, oh, dude, yeah.
A lot of people were disappointed in that.
And that sucks, too, because I was hyped when it first. Like, I don't know. I just. Yeah, I died down like that so hard. I didn't even play it, too. I just didn't have the energy to play it by the time it came out.
I think the character designs are nice. I wouldn't mind seeing it like a TV show or a cartoon, Netflix series, whatever.
They were supposed to do something like that, like a little animation or cartoon. But, yeah, man, it's unfortunate, because like I said, I do like Mega Man. And they even had like a spiritual successor kind of like... Like, kind of like a Proto Man, kind of, Zero. And those are usually my favorite characters from Mega Man for some reason. Like, obviously, Zero's my favorite, Bass. And then I even have a Proto Man action figure in my room. So, I don't know. Like I said, Mega Man is dope, though, but... I don't know, for some reason, it's like... kind of like a badass. Definitely... hype for Ukulele though, because everything I see is pretty nice. I didn't even pre-order it and all that shit. Like, I know everyone's playing the the Toy Box demo and all that stuff, but I'm just kind of like, I'm chilling, I'm pulling my jets, I ain't rushing it. I'll play it when I play it. Just like Zelda Breath of the Wild, I mean, a lot of people are hyped for that, which is dope, and I'll probably play it, but I probably won't play it immediately. Like I said, I'll be playing it, and I'll be playing the Wii U version, because I'm not going to have any plans to get a Switch anytime soon. But, I mean, I'm not knocking the Switch version. I mean, yeah, Switch or Wii U version. But one thing I am hype about outside of that, and you can let me know how you feel about it, because I guess, I know you can agree that after I say this, you're like, oh yeah, you already know we're going to be on that shit. Because the game is a Crackdown 3.
Oh, yep. I never truly played a Crackdown game. The only one thing I played was that demo we had, where it like gave you accelerated like skills, like you could you only had like an hour to play, I think, but within that hour you would be able to pretty much max your guy out.
Oh no, yeah, trust me, dude.
He's just jumping super high.
That demo was played for more than 100.
Definitely.
Like, nah, I actually have number 1 and 2 still right now on this for 360. And I never played those games online with anybody. I just played them all solo. Sad world, man. Like, that's another reason why I still have those games to this day, because I just want to play them online. And like, the way, because number 2 online changed so much, and it seemed like it was so much funner than the first one. And the first one wasn't even bad. It was just a step in the right direction. Dude, yeah, number 3. Now, since everyone's all on Xbox, legit for sure. The moment that
destructible environments, like completely destructible environments.
Yeah, that just sounds a little crazy. Like, I hope they don't get too crazy with it. Because, dude, the first and second game, dude, it's like the same city. Like, it's so funny. Like, it's the same city, like just reskinned. It seems like retextured and stuff in some parts. But it's literally like just the same game. But like, dude, they can't. That game doesn't go wrong in my heart. Like, I think I had the original copies of those games, hard disk. I think I traded them in, and I ended up rebuying them, because I was like, dude, you know what, fuck it, I made a mistake, so I rebought them again. Of everything I've traded in, and gotten rid of, like, I even got rid of the Force Unleashed when I had that back in the day, but I mean, now it's free, but that was one of those games I was like, man, you know what, I should probably cop number 1 and 2 again. I may stream those if people still play online.
There was one mechanic that I do like about that game is when you lock on to shoot somebody, you can like pick where to shoot them. Like you can just shoot them in the legs, the arms, the chest, head. I'm just like, see, little things like that is what makes a game last, you know?
Yeah. Because you get to get all your rage out and pinpoint your position, you know, anger. You're like, you know,
then
really
when you get strong enough, you just
knees.
Kick people across the board. Like, yeah. Oh man. Dude, yes, I love open world games like that, especially like what Spider-Man 2, prime example right there.
That was definitely in the forefront. I wonder if is it backwards compatible? Because dude, I wish you could play that.
Ooh, Crackdown or Spider-Man?
Crackdown.
It's
on the list of future.
Okay, they need to do it because isn't it? It's a Microsoft game, so this shouldn't be too hard to get the license or whatever.
Right?
That's the main problem they're having with all this backwards compatible shit. Attack
commences in. Yeah, which is so weird. But yeah, it looks like at least Crackdown 1, which is better than nothing. I mean, I would love to have both of them on there. But yeah, if it's backwards compatible, even if it's like $5 or $9, I mean, like I said, I have the original. Dude, fucking just find one cheap. I think I bought it for $5. I rebought it for $5.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I rebought them both for, like, I think $15 total. I'm gonna double check to see if that shit's backwards compatible. You got any games in mind,
that I'm hyped for?
Playing, wanna buy?
Well, we still have to eventually get Xenoverse, I know that.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Xenoverse
that's
2.
Definitely.
Because I'm still playing Xenoverse 1. I'm in no rush, man. Because, like I said, I'm mainly going to be playing with you guys. So, whenever we all get it is when we all get it. We'll all be online. Fuck it. You know?
Definitely playing the shit out of it, dude. Because I played the first one, but I had it on PS3, so I didn't really get a full experience. I didn't finish it.
Yeah.
I didn't finish the story on that one.
Damn, dude. That's crazy.
Still have it sitting around here. But I just, for some reason, I went with human, and that might have spoiled my whole fucking
life
with the game.
I can't remember. Because
it was intense. It felt intensely too hard. Like,
oh yeah, that's definitely a no-no. That game is weird in some spots, but it's definitely, once you get adjusted to it, it's not hard. There's always, there's definitely moments though where you're like, dude, fuck this shit.
Back in action.
But, because I played the new one, I mean the first one, like maybe a month ago, or at least like once I start playing 360 Xbox One again, like I still play that when I can. Especially once I found out that, you know, regardless, like my character gets taken over and all my save data, I'm like, why not, dude? Why not get the second one? Why not finish playing it? Because I already had all the DLC from this. Because I think I got the season pass for that game. And yeah, there were still missions that I didn't even play, so I finally completed a lot of the missions. I think I even got more to finish. Like, there's like some, I think there's a couple hard ones I still have to finish, but for the most part, I've been going through, knocking out missions, and I don't even have all the moves. I don't know if the moves transfer over, but I finally got the fucking Wolfang Fist, because I think, yeah, Tien and Yamcha's your masters was like DLC. Which is cool, because I always wanted the, you know, Wolfang Fist. Someone's dumb up real quick. And then they had a few Dragon Ball GT missions as well. But yeah, definitely Xenoverse 2. Must. Must cop.
Yeah, I'm definitely must get it. I'm on, I don't think, since I had it on PS3, I won't be able to like have my character transfer over, right?
Probably not.
Pretty much fucked on that.
Hey, if you ever want to get a cheap copy of number one and play that, man, let me know. I'm still playing number one. Especially if you can find it anywhere under $10. I mean, fuck it.
Hey,
so we'll play while we do the podcast.
You definitely. So you got any other games you want to talk about? Like anything besides, like, I know the Switch is coming out this weekend or Friday or whatever. So
yeah, the Switch is coming out. Like I said, I'm definitely gonna hold off on that for now. Since, like I said, I think I mentioned in the first episode, maybe. I know we did talk about games last episode, so I didn't want to repeat the same games. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if you look at the first episode, there was
definitely talked about Overwatch games last week. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about Overwatch. So if you're hearing all this ruckus in the background, just the audio version. Obviously, there's video game play component of this where we're just like chilling playing Overwatch. So, you know, definitely you can check that out. And we record this show on live stream, so following, at least right now, Twitch.com/Christ_DeLorean is, like, you know, just randomly you'll see us, you know, recording the podcast. So just obviously stay posted on everything as far as social links, because, you know, obviously the recording, they're not posted anywhere just yet. They're just obviously archived and stuff. But yeah, Overwatch is definitely what we mainly play. And then I think I talked about a couple fighting games last show. But yeah, other than that, I think those are the main games I'm hyped for. About a few, because I have so many games to play through now. That's definitely one thing I do plan on doing. I plan on playing and streaming, like, me just finishing everything. I feel like, even like I said, I even have like 360 and PS3 that I may start streaming games on that, finishing those. And I don't know. I don't know if I'll get rid of the games or the systems, but I at least want to like close out some of those games. Because like I said, I definitely told you I'm going to probably stream all the Ninja Gaiden games. I haven't played number 3 just yet. I've only played the first two, and obviously, you know, those are my favorite, but I do have Yaiba, Ninja Gaiden Z. Dude, I played like the first 3 or 4 levels. That game was a fun fucking game to me, man. It came with even like a CD with like a whole bunch of sound effects and music on it, like, but mainly like just shit they incorporate in like DJ sets or some shit like that. Like, dude, trust me, I can learn this whole episode with sound effects from that CD. But it's a pretty cool game, man. I'm definitely probably gonna play through all of those. So that's the main thing that's on my mind right now, outside of, you know, yeah, like at least all about games. That's why I'm trying, not really looking for too many new games. Just Yooka-Laylee and Crackdown 3. Those, like, yeah, really the main new ones I'm thinking about.
Oh, shizzle. Alright, well, I think we gotta have to wrap it up, because I think the Oscars are already on. I think they've been on for like 40 minutes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been doing this podcast for like, what, two and a half hours?
Yeah, cool. However you want to close it out, man, go ahead and segue on.
Alright, well, that was the Hyperbolic Burger Milk Lounge Repop. We'll be back some other time. Just stay here, stay tuned. We'll always have an opinion on something, even if it might not be the same opinion as you.
Exactly. No big deal. We're always chilling. The lounge is always chill and welcoming. Don't worry about the time. Get lost in the experience. Where can everyone find you at, Douglas? Give them all your social links and stuff.
I mean, I'm all the only place you can find me at really right now at the moment is I'm at Dougla. That's D-U-U-G-L-A. On Twitter.
Why?
I do have a YouTube channel, but oh yeah, D-L-U-G-Y. I almost forgot the Y. I was just, yeah, Dougla. Hey, that's how it goes. I'm just in this.
Dougla.
I never really have to give, you know, credentials or anything.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's like, right? It's like, you already kind of see it everywhere. I'm sure it's going to be, like, in the title, like, you know, the name and shit. But I was like, eh, whatever. It's a formality, right?
I got lucky because nobody had that already. So I was like, well, nice.
Right? But, oh, my bad. Where can everyone find you at? I don't know if you finished. Oh, yeah.
No, that's it. Twitter. I do have a YouTube page, but I have to get that up and running properly, so I don't really want to talk about it yet, because
yeah, of course,
I don't have nothing done for it, of course.
But and then yeah, as far as me, you can just find me on mainly Instagram. I mean, not really active on it too much. I mean, I'm active on there as far as like messaging and stuff like that. Instagram, Twitter, I don't even know how to use that shit. It's just me reposting a whole bunch of randomness, but it's still, you know what it means. But yeah, I think Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, Christ _ DeLorean, DILOREAN. And then, yeah, that's usually the closest you can get to your boy through the internet. But yeah, definitely. I'm all good, man. Definitely nice walking through the portal to meet you in the lounge. Another
yes.
One down.
I can't wait till the next episode. Leaves. Somehow open the store.
You know, Mr. Popo. Who knows what he does? He's either cooking, sleeping, on a carpet. Alright, take it easy, guys. Thanks for listening.
Alright, thanks for watching.
Goodbye.